You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going
to
be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intent. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Yes. We got a packed house tonight. All right, no side views of me, people. I literally, there's nothing worse than a nice side view of Bob Kelly in a t-shirt without a fucking button-down shirt to fucking flare that out.
I'm sorry, man. There are so few angles that I can show you from that don't feature that.
This is great. This is so fine right here. I
head
like
on,
this
head
angle.
On shot. Yeah, you know what? Let's just throw the fifth camera out the window and just have that camera.
Wow, Deepu's on fire tonight. I will fucking
Deepu's
boot
on
you.
Fire.
I will throw the video portion of this show out the window with you.
I actually breathe fire, too. It's part of my yoga training.
Oh. Are you a yogi? Oh,
no, he's a fucking bad comic terrible. Is what he is.
Oh, no. Deepu. Came in hot quick.
He's coming in hot. All right, so listen. We got a great show for you tonight. See how professional I am. I look right into the camera because it's not about you guys in the room. It's about the people watching live.
Oh.
We have an amazing show tonight. A lot of my friends, some new friends, some people I haven't met yet. Well, you haven't met yet. She was like, me? No, it's her. And then, but now we're friends. We will be. So let's go around the room. Scopo, introduce the lovely podcast panel we have tonight.
Okay, we have a...
What?
We have a trans woman show. I learned from Bailey J.
Yes.
That is the hip way to say it.
Yeah.
Trans woman. Yeah, very trendy. Yeah.
It is, right? It.
Yeah.
That's the way you say it. Trans woman. Including
why
me.
Why is it a trans man?
Huh?
There is?
Why isn't it a trans man?
Well, because that would be the opposite. Like, if it's unbreakable, that would be the opposite and equal reaction. Someone born female who's now a bloke.
That
it's
was like, too deep for me when you said unbreakable. I was like, wait. All
right, how about, you know the Dr. Seuss book, The Sneetches, where they get the stars in the bellies when
no,
they have
I don't.
To take it off? That's what it is. We went through and got the stars.
I thought there was only the Cat in the Hat and the Dr. Seuss passed away mercifully.
I'm voting for Hillary. okay, so...
too much estrogen.
Of course. Of course we got... Go around the room from this way around. Don't fucking start across. Go from here.
No,
here.
I didn't introduce Bailey. I said that was the correct way of saying it.
That's true.
Okay,
true.
I'm sorry.
We had a conversation
about
that
you know
yesterday.
What? I apologize.
Thank you,
and
Robert.
I'm glad that you did that. What? Yeah. That shows initiative.
That's right.
As sure the does. Producer of the show, you fucking reached out and made a decision on your own. To find out the correct way to say it.
What would you have said otherwise?
He was going to say chicks with dicks are on the show tomorrow. And Colin Quinn.
Right. I don't like the fact that Scopo's been lifting and he's probably benching about 230.
245,
yeah,
Colin,
that's, look at he's carrying around his ass. Do you ever see his ass?
I want to carry around his ass.
Hang on. Yeah. We're going to get to Scopo's ass. Bailey J, who we all know and love. She has a big, big ass guy, big ass fetish.
Yeah. I like a guy with a fatty.
A fatty. And there's no other guy on the planet that I know that has a fattier ass.
Other than midgets.
Than our Chris Scopo. Yeah. Oh my God.
They're called little people.
Oh, sorry. Oh, we did the trans woman thing and then the trans woman's a bigot. I'm sorry, everybody.
This world is getting too good complicated. Good thing they're linguistically fucking ridiculous.
Right, let's get back to talking about midgets and coloreds. Okay.
Good point.
Wait a minute.
I like her.
Sorry.
I like her.
I know you do. You like everybody in this room. You're in fancy on Matt.
I like how they say. I think it's awesome that he put his shirt right on his lap as we started the podcast. I think that's great. I think that's
just in case.
Yeah, just in case.
I'm just going to stretch my hand over here if it touches something. Well, it's good.
And it's, let me remind you people, it's 8:07. We only started.
It's 8:07 and we're almost sucking each other's hands. I mean, that would be the best podcast ever. Yeah, if people just tuned in an hour and 10 in and we're just all fucking each other.
Jerking each other off.
I'm just eating Scopo's asshole.
If you can find it.
By 8:15, we're all passed out.
Yeah, we're all passed out with just jizz everywhere. all the cameras are all fucking like phased out because they have jizz on them.
It looks like a marshmallow exploded.
Oh, Jesus. All right, so Scopo, go around the room.
To my right, we have Albany comedian Jay McBride.
Thank you very much.
Down here. Very funny.
Yeah, who I discovered when I just did the Comedy Works, which is a lovely club out in Albany. And I did a radio show, and you were the producer, the co-host.
Right.
What, plug the show.
The show is called Played It Funny. I believe it's on hiatus for a few weeks now. But yeah, we're just taking a little break.
Word.
It's a good word in radio. It's a college campus, so they have a lot of stuff going on. It's got to be on iHeartRadio called
Played
It
Funny. That's because Rich Voss was on. He did his interview, and now it's on hiatus.
Right. it's more like the college and stuff like that.
SUNY Albany?
Siena. The one run by Franciscan monks.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say
they love me.
Yeah. I was going
to
say
they wanted me to read an ad for a little filler for the Roman Catholic diocese.
Well,
I don't think that. Hey, I don't think
that's
going to
apply.
They're
the ones that invented that. You know, males wearing dresses. Francis
oh yeah,
the monks.
Yeah, that's true.
I wish we had a screeching halt bandana.
Because I realized saying males wearing dresses is not what trans women is all about. So then I bailed on my own joke.
I love that you jammed trans woman in there where it really didn't fit.
Right. Shut up. I was saying that I didn't. Never mind. Chris, who's next?
Well, here's the thing about Jay is that I told her to come by, do a spot that night, or come by and... she did. Do a guest set, which I really don't do.
No.
But I really don't like guest sets. But
no, we don't like when guest sets are forced upon us.
That's it. When the club owner goes, I'd like to take a look at this guy. We'll fucking do it on a Wednesday.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Do that on your own fucking time. Yeah. I don't need this fucking. Oh, really? You got to test the waters before me?
Yeah.
Oh, he's doing five. Then he does 30 because he doesn't know what five is.
Right.
And he's fucking can't get off on a bad note.
Right.
So
and thinks he killed and bombed.
You know who does that a lot? No, the guy who owns the Comedy Cellar. Every Tuesday. Bobby, I'm putting him up for five. Really? Five. Go fuck yourself. The guy wrote a novel about kidnapped children. He's going to do five. Fucking, no, this should be fun. So she comes on, and I was like, fuck. Because up until that point, I knew you were trans woman.
Nah,
is there another word? I can't.
You could say trans.
Trans. I know you're trans.
Just
right.
Porn
right.
Word. I mean, I'm not the word police. I'm just trying to save you 25 minutes on Twitter.
Okay, 25 minutes.
Hilarious.
Can't say tranny?
No.
It's like a porn word. I mean, I don't mind it, but there's people who would like just foam at the mouth if they heard it.
Like if Bailey called me a tranny or something like that.
That's our word.
I'd be like, fine.
It's the N-word for trannies.
But if someone after, when someone after show is like, you're a tranny, right? Or something like, it's like, dude.
Yeah. But if he came up and I was like, you're a trans woman, you'd be like, yes, I am.
Why, thank you. Thank you for noticing. Right.
I haven't noticed yet, but I'd like to. So anyways, you did time and I was going to be like, oh, this is going to fucking blow.
Right.
Not in the way I wanted to.
Right.
Yeah, what were your motives for the generosity of the guest set anyway?
Shut the
I got off the same time he did. It's amazing.
All right, Quinn, first of all, fuck you and your CSI-ing my motives, okay? I don't need your fucking enlightened sentences.
I'm not judging you. I just put myself in your position. I said, what?
I've never given a guest spot ever. Hey, I was like, yeah, come down, whatever you want to do. You want a headline?
He's like, you know, you got some potential. We should talk.
Let me give you some pointers.
Where are you going to be later? I'm going to get a pizza at my room. I don't know if you're into pizza. I'm going to be doing a pizza at the Holiday Inn Suites.
The Holiday Inn Suites in Albany, by the way. The Holiday Inn Suites.
I just had two slices of Joe speaking of pizza.
You did?
Because Chris told me Lewis ruined the food thing up here.
Yeah, it wasn't Lewis.
I thought it was Lewis.
It was Lewis.
I love that you.
It was Lewis.
It wasn't Lewis.
I know it was.
It wasn't. Was it Lewis?
I wasn't here for that. I don't know. I wasn't there for that.
The minute he said it, it sounded real.
Dude, I left the pizza under the couch.
No,
I was going to eat it while I was putting my rollerblades on. I put it down for a second. Dude, we had a pizza. Were you here that day?
No.
We had the pizza party podcast. girl was on the show. Her husband owns a pizza place down the street.
Fiori's.
Yeah, Fiori's.
Really
brought,
good.
I mean, unbelievable pizza. She brought down like 10 pies.
Wow.
We ate like savages. on You know I can eat pizza like you eat pizza.
Yeah, yes. Really? I didn't know that.
I swear to God, I wish we had. I wish it was the 20s, so all these bottles were glass. Smash it right in your fucking stupid.
I thought it was a good one. I thought it was a good
dumb
one.
Dumb crooner haircut. I fucking hate you.
Don't be mad because I have hair.
I like the fucking. You're on fire.
It's a little black.
I'm trying to get my photos thing. Sorry.
Yes.
So, anyways, yeah. What's up?
I was going to say, leave easy listening hair from the
sand. you really, sailing takes me away to where I'm going to. All right, I sang too
Chris
long.
Looks like... No, Chris looks
I
like...
I love how we're half an hour in and we've done two introductions. I'm in my producer mode or something like that. Let's keep this show rolling, all right?
This is where we do it, though.
Okay.
This is where we do it. We're free. There's no rules on the YKWD.
That's right.
I really fucking stink. It's no topics, dude. We just talk, man. Do we? Fuck, do I suck?
Heckle himself. Do we?
Sorry. But you really did great. I mean, you talked about being trans, but it was funny.
Right.
It wasn't,
wanted to
preachy.
Either.
Yeah, it wasn't like, you know, the...
We don't like preachy.
Yeah, like the guy who has MS. I have MS, and then you get a laugh because he has MS. Right? It's not
that funny. Wait a minute, though. What? I work with a guy named Jordan Lauterbach last week. Do you know who that is?
No, I just like the last
name. He's got cerebral palsy. Oh. He was hilarious.
Is he in a wheelchair with an electric wheelchair?
No.
Does he do wheelies?
No, there's someone who I... No, I worked with someone who actually wasn't... Never
there's
mind.
Nothing worse than that a comic a in a wheelchair because you always have to help him on stage.
You gotta get the ramp.
You gotta break your fucking... You know, I'm the headliner, but I gotta come out early just to get this asshole on stage to do 8 minutes.
I can't remember the comic's name. Someone who had MS is just hysterical.
Well, there was a comic in New York in a wheelchair. I forget his name. Matt something. And I don't know if I told you this a while ago. Me and Aldo Benny, we do this show in New Hampshire. It's honest to God, the White Stallion Bar. I think it's just a trailer that they put two trailers together and put siding on it and made it a bar. Okay? Middle of the woods.
It sounds like a porn.
It was fucking creepy. We pull up. It's just very sparse crowd. Yeah. And this guy in a wheelchair. He used to write his notes on his dead legs with ballpoint pen, right? Because it didn't hurt. And he had to go on stage. And so the guy's bringing him on stage. He's the owner. He's fucking shit-faced. Typical New Hampshire / Massachusetts, you know, Derry, New Hampshire, that area.
Yeah, New Hampshire's like the dirtbag cousin of Vermont. Vermont's like the trendy kid. New Hampshire,
So this guy brings him up. He goes, "This guy, I'm bring up the host. He's in a wheelchair, right? Yeah. You hear people laughing, huh?" And he's like, "I know." Then he goes, "Yeah,
I know."
He goes, "You know how he got there? He's emptying a fish tank out the second floor window, and it pulled him out. And he snapped his neck and he went paralyzed."
Jesus Christ.
And he goes, "Hey, Matt, why don't you just let go of the fucking fish tank, dummy?"
Good point. I mean.
And he brings him. He goes, "Come on up,
God."
He wheels up, smiling. "Hee, that's true. That's true." That was how he. That's how he got paralyzed.
Oh,
that's awful.
Yeah, awful, but funny.
But the fish.
It's funny, but the guy wouldn't even leave him that joke for himself. The
funny. It's like all he's right. Come on.
The funny part is though, the fish lived. The fish is fine. Sorry.
So when I saw her, I was fucking pleasantly surprised.
I never actually wanted to talk about being trans. I tried to go years because I didn't want to be I didn't want to be known as like, oh, that comic who only does trans material or like a gimmick.
But then
I was like, but last year I started adding it, and like I realized like I was really holding back by not telling because I wasn't being honest with the crowd. And
no
it's like,
way, yeah.
It was good,
everybody's gonna be cool. While you're up there going, what the fuck is going on? And you're gonna be asking yourself, you know, all the guys are gonna be like, oh, and all the girls are gonna be asking the same thing. But once you get that out, now we can just listen.
Yes,
right. Yeah.
And you're fucking funny.
Oh, thanks.
Too, your jokes are funny. Mm-hmm. So that's a plus. If you were up there just using that as a almost like, oh, this is what I... And, but you don't. You're fucking hilarious.
Oh, thanks.
And, of course, next to Jay, we have the great Colin Quinn, CQ.
I hope you laugh when he said the
It was a cough.
Oh. We have the great CQ. And you know, you took your shirt off a little bit, And this is what bugs me, because I talk to you on the phone more than we see each other.
Yeah.
I think we talk at least once a day almost.
Just about, yeah.
Just about once a day. And I always hear you in the background ordering some type of snacky poo. Right?
Yeah.
Some type of cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do it in a very, you know, man of the people type of way.
I joke around with the people on the counter. Hey, they know me. Make a little joke like, hey, I'll take the broccoli spears, and they know I want a cookie. Kind of a joke. It's at like a coffee shop, so there's no broccoli there, you right? Yeah. I didn't say it was... You know, I didn't say it was an episode of Seinfeld. I just said. So what bugs you? That I look physically in pretty good shape?
Yeah, you fucking look. You look the best you've looked, because you've gotten too fat. We all know that. And you've gotten too thin.
Yeah.
Right now, you look healthy. You look good.
The black T-shirt.
It can't be just the black T-shirt.
No, but it helps.
Oh, it does.
Black does help, yeah.
Yeah.
I wear black most of the time.
I've been wearing black for fucking 2 years. It's done nothing. All right? It makes me look like a black balloon. All right? No, you look good, dude.
Thanks.
You look good. You little. What's your technique that you're using now?
Well,
so I love it. It's your fifth technique since I've known you.
Yeah. It was out of a technique when you have... weight problems or eating disorders.
Every fatso has his own technique.
Yeah, so a new technique, which I've been keeping pretty good on, is I'll buy, like, let's say I buy a giant cookie, like this big. Now, today I eat the whole thing, but usually I'll eat about one third or one half of it.
Right.
So then, or if
so
I,
you got to know math to do
French
this.
French fries. I'll get French fries.
You need a protractor, but it works.
There's an app. Right, he has his own app.
I'll only eat like a third of the French fries. This way, I'm never like, I'm on a diet. I can't have that. I can't have this. I can have everything I want, but the portions have changed.
That's smart.
It's like Weight Watchers.
Thanks.
Watchers. I mean, it came out bitchy, but I meant it.
No, I know. I believe you.
You always say you can't do
you
that.
You can't talk about this. You can't
no,
talk
but you,
about,
I'm saying
wait,
you say that you
I don't
can't.
Want you ever talking about eating cookies or weight.
Exactly.
Not this man eats whatever the fuck he wants.
No, you said like if someone puts like anything in front of you, you have to eat all of it, though.
To introduce that little voice, that beautiful little
voice.
The dulcet tones.
That's Matt from the Bailey J Show, her husband, who is one of my friends,
my
good friends,
one
of my little nerdy friends.
Yes.
And
what a nerd.
I'm a nerd.
Oh, he's
you want to play Dungeons & Dragons?
He's serious.
No, I'm serious.
I've never played it.
Oh. Yeah, be careful. Listen, be careful of Quinn. He'll take you. He'll come up and play.
He'll start coming over every week.
He'll be the dragon. You'll be in. Put it right in your dungeon. He's a cutie, right? Yeah. Fuck these broads. Let's get this kid. Get a wig on this fucking beautiful eyebrowed little boy.
I wear a wig sometimes.
He's put a wig on sometimes. Yeah, like, I'll be doing porn, and I'll be wearing a wig doing porn and put it on him. And I'm like, why am I making the money?
But I'm T.S. Eliot.
That's his alter ego, T.S. Eliot.
That's my drag name.
Do you drag?
What?
Do you drag?
No.
Serious question. No. I don't know what the fuck.
For Instagram.
Do you like T.S. Eliot, though?
I don't really read him. What did he write?
April is the cruelest month. The wasteland.
Colin, you
really?
The fact that you're
you really
on
that?
The level of just fucking white trash shit dicks from Long Island, and then you're up at T.S. Eliot level is why you're who you are. Do you understand that?
And why I'm who I aren't.
All right, well, next to Cutie Patootie, can we call you that?
No.
We have the beautiful and a friend of mine, Bailey J.
Hi.
Who I fucked up when I met her by becoming friends with her husband.
Yeah.
I should have just killed her. I should have wrote this fucking queen right off.
Yep.
Yeah.
And never talked to him. That way I could still have some good thoughts. Now it's like my friends, why I'm friends with her. It's all friends. It stinks.
Conscience makes cowards of us all. That's not T.S. Eliot. It's Hamlet.
Wow.
I hate how smart you are.
I like it.
I fucking hate. I know you do. It turns you on, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm turned on. I'm wet.
Cutie patootie.
And then, of course, next to Bailey, we have. Is this your first time on a show?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm really nervous.
Don't be nervous. Yeah. This is fun. It's a good time. Sue? So, how do you pronounce your last name?
It's Kalergis.
The first, because she was on Instagram, and you know, she hit me up. I hit her up. We follow each other on Instagram. She's dick on Twitter. Pics. Yeah, dick pics. I wish. I told her, I go, send me a pic. I said, for the show, send me a pic, because we put up an ad for the show.
Do you think he really just wanted a nice pic when he asked her for a pic?
No, of course not.
Hang on one second. Hang on. Let me defend myself. Let me. I'm going to bring this up. So I said, first of all, I didn't know what your voice was. And then when she answered the phone, I thought I was calling fucking Transylvania. I thought she was going to one, a two, a three, a three.
I thought that was a trans joke, but yeah.
Where's that accent from?
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was a training joke.
No, she's, where are you from? Like, Eastern Europe or something?
No. Well, my family is, but I'm from here.
But your family's from where?
From Greek.
From Greece.
Greece,
so that's a Greek accent?
Greek. No, the accent is more like Russian.
Russian.
Because I grew up in a Russian neighborhood.
Oh, you did? Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Well, it's like Short Circuit, I was saying.
How is it like Short Circuit?
Well, we can't go from fucking Shakespeare to Short Circuit.
No, there's the Indian dude with the Indian accent, but he just learned it. His parents spoke with an accent, but he doesn't speak Indian.
Okay.
That's all. So she doesn't speak Russian.
It's called Hindi.
Oh, Hindi. Sorry.
Sorry.
You know everything.
Thanks, Colin. Appreciate it.
Do you want me to tell them what I sent you? In the
yeah,
email?
Yeah. No. Well, here's the thing. I'll get into that. Yeah, I do. Okay. So I said, send me, because I had a picture of you from the internet because you're stand-up. I had Bailey's pic, and I had your pic, but she's not a comic or in the entertainment business, so I said, send me a pic for, I didn't say for what. I just sent me a pic. What did I say? Did I say for the show?
You said send me a cute picture.
Yeah, cute picture.
So
send me a picture of you in a hamburger costume.
send me a picture of you making your balls look like a hamburger. Yes.
I could do that.
So can I.
I can't do that.
No.
I know you can. Yeah. You can make yours a slider.
Yeah.
White Castle. So good. So she sends me. I get the email back. It's 12 pictures of her asshole. It's like.
Wasn't there one holding a dildo?
There was one with a dildo.
I have a dildo in my mouth. It's like.
Yeah,
13 inches long.
It's fucking purple. That's always what I want.
Jesus.
The asshole was purple or the dildo?
No, the dildo.
Was purple?
Okay. The dildo was purple. The asshole, thank God. So I was like, no, I need a headshot for the ad. Unless you want me to use that one for the ad. I should have thrown that in.
It's like all of us in an anus.
So I meant a headshot, in case there was HR involved.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But if she sent me a picture of her holding her hog, what are you going to do? Yeah. What am I going to do?
He's not going to delete it.
I'm going to fucking actually move it to another file, into a file, and then fucking hide it from my wife. Put fly fishing on it. I'll tell you that.
But I sent him like one of my headshots, like my primary headshot that I use, and then this guy over here, Scopo, he like called me and he was like, you should send me another headshot. And then I was like, oh, do I look ugly? And
I didn't say, no, not at all.
That's what it sounded like.
You were like, should I send another headshot? And I was like, yeah, I'll send me another headshot. That's fine.
No.
Yeah. Yes.
You son of a bitch was judging. Yeah.
Who do you believe? Who do you believe?
I'm just starting shit. I don't believe anybody.
But I'm interested in the fact that you're a Russian accent because you grew up in where? Like Brighton Beach or something?
Church Avenue. And in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I know. But you're Greek. So you were a little kid. Do you speak Greek or Russian?
I can speak a little bit of Greek, like some words, but, not really.
Yeah.
I just had pizzelli. Is that what it's pizza? What's that? You don't know Greek dishes? I'm trying to relate through food.
I don't eat anything, so
I know
because I'm a model, so I don't.
Are you a model?
Yeah.
Where?
I do independent, like freelance.
Really?
Stuff, but I've done it for a long time. So.
Really?
I'm gonna shoot it for a website.
Oh no shit!
Yeah.
What's the website?
Shemale Club.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, SMC. They're changing their name.
Well,
they're trying to be progressive.
They're going corporate.
That's what I did with the YKWD. And now, how old are you? Can I ask?
14.
Yeah, she is.
No, she's not.
She's
how
14.
Old are you?
She's 14.
How old are you?
14.
Are you really 14?
Yeah. No.
Oh.
You look so scared.
I'm about to fucking rip all these cameras out of the trunk. Just punch the mixing board. What the fuck? How old are you?
I am 22.
Say it into the camera, please.
I'm 22.
Like they do in those porns. Are you legal? I'm 18. Okay, and then three huge black cocks come out from the side. All right, so you're 22. All right, thank God. No. And it's funny, too, because when I talk to all of you guys, you're all, you kind of, like, Bailey, I know you the right. most, and, you know, I mean, you fucking, you change all the time, you know.
Change.
But, well, you're, you know... How do you say
dancing around this one?
Like red
no,
hair?
No, no. Like you'll change it. Like you, you know, you'll be very political about the trans, and then you'll loosen
oh, yeah.
up
I'm
a
like,
little bit.
I'm spinning plates.
Yeah, you.
I'm
yeah.
spinning
because
plates
because of what you do.
I'm finding a balance. Right. I'm back to being irreverent.
Because people look up to you. A lot of girls look up to you. A lot of people in the trans world
right,
look up to
right.
you outside of porn. And then you have porn, and you're kind of you know you have your porn site for to make money. Mm-hmm. But well, people don't realize that you don't fuck other guys in your porn. You if you have sex with there's a dick in the movie. It's your husband's dick.
Well,
and
I'm a lazy.
Those don't have to be mutually exclusive either.
What do you mean?
Like anymore? It's like it's not.
Well, a lot of the dicks
that's no longer
trans.
Porn
like,
is super political now. Yeah.
I mean, like she does. She's open about everything she does in her life. So right. I think there's nothing wrong with being a role model that does that because you're just.
And
you know,
I'm trying to
I mean?
Strike. I'm trying to strike a balance.
And I think well, like I think you can do both. And I think it's just a matter of getting that in people's heads that it's okay to do that.
I'm normally you know? Really offensive like, and silly, but then I'm trying to.
Like
you also be socially conscious, which is like completely impossible. So I'm trying to find a balance.
Like the Dan Savage thing that you wrote.
Yeah, yes, I wrote for
amazing.
Savage Nation.
Did you guys read that?
No, you didn't.
That, right?
No, I did.
When I first met you, you were fucking crazy on the air.
I would say whatever I wanted. I was
whatever.
Like, I was like about like whether it was about race. I was like, I'm transgender. I can talk about everything. I'm disenfranchised. And then I was like, oh wait, no, I can't. Like I sound super ignorant and like.
Well, as you started to get more popular,
right,
and you more presence on the internet,
and then I went the other. Extreme, and now I'm striking a balance.
You're right, exactly. So that's the thing I was dancing around, Chris. That's what I was. Trying to, that's what I was trying to say, and trying to fix because you know I don't know fucking Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah, you got to be careful, like Trevor Noah.
But and then I met you, and you are not. You're in comedy. You're not in porn. So you're, I don't know how to say it, you're just in the world, you have a regular comic, and you're trans, and like, but you, like, I don't talk about...
You're a Franciscan
about,
monk at Siena yeah. College.
You I don't mean, talk like, about anything, you don't talk about your age, I remember, I heard you told me that Voss was trying to, you know, do you have a penis or not?
Yeah, it was like, he was like busting my balls, no pun intended, he was like, he was just like... Like
you
the whole
have
time.
A dick?
I think like everyone. Right.
Hello, show me your pecker. Show me your pecker. I'll show you mine.
Right, that's like I'll fuck you, but only if you have a dick. You know that sort of shit. You know, just like, and he just like
that's
kept at it,
him.
Kept at it, and just like, and it's sort of like an older brother kind of just like, you know, like picking at you a little bit.
Older
sort
brother
of
that wants to molest you.
Right, right. Right.
Older
was, brother.
That's quite a family.
So it was like
typical older brother. I'll fuck you if you have a dick.
And it wasn't like he did it to me in private. He did it because there was like a crowd of people around.
Right.
You know, and it was just like it was a joke. So I just you know I took it. You know what I mean? It's like I wasn't. Right, I just fucking took it hard. Everything's about sex lately. I don't know what it is. This room, we're like, but no, everything I'm saying, it's like a Freudian slip. but no, it's like just like you take it. Just like he was just. That's what he is. He's like a lovable douchebag, yeah. You know, in a way.
Yeah, yeah. That's a guy who wants to fucking
that's
suck some dick too. So, but you don't talk about it. You don't say whether you do or you're not.
Right. Well, I mean, like,
I mean, you got. You can do whatever you want, but
right,
it is
right.
the question.
On stage, I don't feel like. In a weird way, I feel like it's no one's business when I'm on stage.
When
you know what I mean?
Stage. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like when someone comes up to me afterwards, it's like, well, that shouldn't matter. You know?
Right.
Did you have a good time there? That's it.
Okay, yeah.
And that's where I get
do
that.
Do people like, ask that when you come off stage?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
All the time. Someone like.
Men or women?
Both. Usually like older conservative men.
Really?
Yeah,
they're the ones who totally like. One guy was hitting on me last week after a show, and he's just like, "So are you transsexual or transgender?" You know,
what's the difference?
Are those the same thing? I think
they are
the same thing.
He just thought,
same
thing,
right?
"Well, do you have a penis or not?" And like, meanwhile, he's still hitting on me the whole time. And then,
right.
then like 2 seconds later, he's like, "Well, I guess that's okay as long as you don't want to, you know, have a gay wedding and make a Christian bakery bake your cake for you." And I was like, "What?"
All right, here's the deal.
What?
I'm going to be honest with you.
What are you saying to me?
If I say fuck it, throw everything out, and I'm, you know, whatever. I'm like, hey. Jay, what's up? We're gonna mm-hmm. fool around. If I and then we went back to my hotel and we started making out.
I'd be like, dude, I'm packing heat. I'd be like right there. I'm like, dude,
I disclosed right away.
All right, like, totally.
Yeah, but I would
totally.
Let me get to my point. I'd be fully disappointed if you had a vagina. I would literally be like, wah, wah.
Right.
Oh,
no,
fuck
that's
boo.
Different. I think you
I would
have to
boo your vagina.
Right. Like,
Boo.
It's like, that
boo.
Thing, that thing better be able to do tricks.
I would point at it. I'd be like, boo. I'd put pencils in it. Boo.
Better be able to blow bubbles or something, or else I'm leaving.
But no, one of my cigars.
That's,
boo.
That's different. And I think like people, like I think the girls that do hide that, they're the ones right. that end up getting stabbed in a, you know, in a ditch somewhere or something like
I
that.
Question
like, you know
that
I mean?
Sometimes. Because like, people talk about that where like, because they tend to blame that when like a trans right. woman gets murdered, they uh-huh. go, the guy panicked. A lot of times, it's like the third or fourth time they've had sex. It's when their friends found out.
They know, and then they're yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But I mean, like, I think you have to be, you can't.
I disclose right away. I'm like, hi, I'm Bailey. I have a cock.
Yeah.
So first
that's on my business card. Right.
The first conversation I've ever heard where we blame the murder victim. But look, you really have loosened up. Look. What I'm trying to say is you should have a merch table and then have do like a...
Just have it on the table.
No, like, do like one of those, you know, the...
Oh,
all
right.
No, one boxes. Of those things where you pick a color. Red, no. one, two, three, pick a penis.
Pick a penis.
Like, like the shell
How
game.
How many inches?
You pay people to guess and then, you know, guess right.
You want her to make money off of it?
Yeah, why not?
That's What's how I make my money.
Right. Merch is where everybody makes money these days.
Yeah, if you're fucking fluffy.
Well, I lift weights with it as a side job, so it's, you know.
You what?
I lift weights with it as a side job. That's how I make money. And then,
That's funny. Now I'm trying to see it. packing heat.
Did you tell her to send him a headshot?
She says, I have a penis. And I said, she goes, I'm packing heat. I picture one with like one of those side veins that fucking,
right.
just like, like a tree root.
Yeah,
you can see it pulsing.
Not
which
a
gets...
lot of heat. Not a lot of heat.
Yeah.
Not a lot of heat.
Right, right.
It's regular heat.
Regular. Yeah. It's just like mini heat.
Mini heat. Right, all right. So it's right. like yeah, all right heat. Yeah. Okay.
Tell her to send you a headshot.
Yeah, I'm packing warm. Like, easy. Have you ever had an instance when you were with somebody but they didn't know and then you had to like
a little
like
Russian boy on
them?
Church Avenue?
Yeah. So like, whenever I am like talking to someone and. They don't know, and then, like, I get naked.
You know how many guys right now watching scared shitless, like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, one of them's on stage right now. That's it.
No,
No, I usually, when people are, like, yeah. when I get naked and my giant cock is out.
It's giant.
Yeah, it's nice. Huge. I sent you a picture, you know.
Yeah, I know.
And they're like, what, you have a cock? I'm usually like, oh, no, speak English, and I run away.
Do you do that with your cock, like
I
your cock's
steal
a puppet?
That line, yep.
My cock on the speak English.
Actually, open the pee hole and make
it different. It has a different accent.
Right. Plus, when I take it out, I say boing.
I wish my dick said boing.
Yeah, I've had. I was going out. Actually, I'm still going out with this girl.
Yeah.
Who didn't know at first. I'm going out with like 7 people. I don't
right.
care.
Okay. Nice.
If you're all watching.
Sorry.
Fuck you.
Okay. Wow.
So, yeah. No. But I was speaking to her on the. Kick, you know, that app, whatever.
Yeah,
bullshit.
Yeah.
And she didn't know. And then, like, Ooh. We started sending, like, naked pictures
yeah.
back and forth to each other.
Yeah.
And I just sent her my dick pic. And
really?
She was like, whoa, you have a dick?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
Really? What did she say?
Was she into it?
Yeah, we'd go out.
That's awesome. Because a lot That's of times cool. lesbians have a bigger problem with it than mm-hmm. dudes. Because dudes are really? Obsessed with their own dick. So they're like, oh, dick, great, I love dicks. And then girls are, like, right. some lesbians are just like, so no. Like,
that's a deal breaker.
Yeah, I've noticed it more with lesbians than straight dudes.
You don't have to be shocked by it. Obviously, it doesn't shock me that lesbians are like, wait, a dick?
Right. Well, yeah, but they're like, I like my dicks to be rubber. Like, it's like, okay.
You should have kept sending pictures with something covering your crotch every single time, you know, just like something like you're walking by a stop sign. Or there's like
I usually
basket.
When like that commercial.
Right.
When we do like sexting, like if I sext another person, I usually like save the dick pic for last yeah. because it's like my whole body with the dick, like ta-da.
Oh yeah, because you can't follow that.
Do you say
yeah, yeah?
Do you write ta-da on Snapchat?
Yeah, I do. I just cover my eyes and just dick pic. You know?
Surprise.
But I usually send like ass pictures and tits and all that first
right.
to like get them all revved up.
Isn't Save the Dick for Last a song?
Oh, that'd be nice.
Uh-huh.
How would that go?
Save the dick for last. Is Vanessa Williams somebody?
From Aladdin?
Familiar. Yeah.
From Aladdin. You just recently got breasts.
Yeah, and it was really scary at first. Like, it didn't... Like, I went to the surgeon and everything, and I paid for it. And then, like, it didn't hit me, the fear. Like, as soon as I walked into the surgery room and I saw like everything was like really clean, like in the movies, like everything was really white and clean.
Yeah.
Like I got really creeped
out. You didn't see like a spaghetti dish in the sink?
Yeah.
Some fucking Mexican lady watching some Spanish cartoon with a baby? Mom, shut the fuck up.
But yeah, it was really cool because like when I was waiting in the, they have like a room that you wait in while they're prepping everything.
Yeah.
Like I was playing with my implants and I was like, this is really cool. And then like they put them in me and it was weird.
Really? Now, when were you alone? Did you have friends with you? Who came with you to do that?
I went alone in the morning.
Yeah.
And
so
then,
sad.
I know. I was just thinking.
Well,
that's
fucking sad.
That's what happens when you fuck like 18 people and you don't want them all to know about each other.
Really? Nobody could have went with you.
No, but like my friends picked me up afterwards.
Oh,
because
that's good.
I couldn't. They wouldn't allow me to
leave.
It's
like a liability.
Yeah. And you, how many breast implants have you been through?
Well, I currently have two in me right now. I had one.
So somebody's been doing the podcast for a while. Her radio chops are up.
Thank
Dad.
You.
I will suck your dick.
You will.
I can't, Matt. Matt's a fucking party pooper.
I got them done when I was 20,
mm-hmm.
and they were really small because I was really skinny and really little. And then I got fatter and got bigger and had been on hormones, so I grew tits.
Right.
And then got bigger implants, and now I'm going to get bigger.
Why are you going to get bigger?
Because I'm going to get a bigger ass and I want it to match.
Why? You're perfect.
I want to have sex with black guys.
But all you're gonna do is just say I want to have sex
no,
with black guys.
No, I want like an ass. Like I want like.
Are you getting like ass implants?
Like a scopa. Like,
I'm gonna get fat.
Tell the doc you show a picture of scopa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be like, do this to me. But they're gonna suck. I'm gonna get liposuction.
Oh, right,
and they're
right.
Gonna put
and
the fat in my
in
ass.
The,
yeah.
Okay.
I don't. Well, it's funny to me because as I was putting this show together, I realized that you guys are all in different stages of your life too. I mean, you are not in porn. You're kind of finding your own career in comedy. Mm-hmm.
You
almost did porn?
Of course she did. Every yes. trans girl
yeah,
has
totally.
To decide.
I want to do porn. I sent pictures to someone, you know, the guy, I'm sure you know the company probably.
I'm sure.
But
what's it called?
Yum.
Should I say it?
Yum?
It's Yum?
No, it's Groovy.
Oh, yeah.
That's
same,
Yum.
Same.
Yeah, okay.
Yum. I love
and
the
like,
name
that,
of it.
It got me when I was 19. I was like, I don't know where I am.
Well,
where's
it's,
my grandma?
It's yeah, Shemale Yum.
Right.
But Shemale Yum?
That's the whole name.
Is there any other Yum? Cookie Yum. That's all I know. Pizza Yum. And then Shemale Yum. Colony, with me.
Yeah, they have like teams of people finding all these girls.
Open
another
Diet Coke. Get his blood sugar
so
up.
So you thought
anyway,
about
I,
it.
No, so I submitted pictures and the guy's like, or, you know, and he's like, okay, let me put you in touch with the photographer. He said $600 this time. And I was like,
standard.
Okay, that's decent. So then the photographer called me and it was the creepiest thing. I've never heard anything creepier than this in my life. He's like, all right, well, here's the thing. You got to come down. You can come, right? And I was like, what?
That's the business.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I wish he told you. I got to take $200 off. I'm sorry. And then he's saying, like, so you come to my apartment. I'll give you a couple. They're like Viagra.
Wait,
I'll give you a couple
stop
pills.
Stop for a second.
They're like Viagra.
You have to be able to come. And if you can't come, he takes money off?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. And then he's like, so I'm going to a stranger's house taking the pills that he hands me
right.
For like half the, you know, for
Cosby.
Half the money. I'm like,
that's
wait a second.
End up in Venezuela
second.
Or something.
And this is like, I was having second impression. Thoughts about comedy at the time. I was just like, so then I was like, wow.
Does anybody have a Cosby impression?
Now, why, can I ask you a question? Because these are questions that I don't understand. Why couldn't you come?
Well, with hormones, you have less and less. So it's not that they're, it's like, it
it's
just
with the
reduces
testosterone
it.
Blocker.
Right.
It decreases
it's not
your
like,
sex drive. So
it takes away your sex drive.
It didn't
drive.
Do anything to my sex drive. I was just shooting blanks.
It was, yeah, pretty much. It's just like,
So there's no cum. So,
not really.
So you couldn't
really.
Cum. Now, is that, do you still have an orgasm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't you jerk off before you could cum?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
So
I did too.
Same thing.
Remember the air.
Remember the rubbing?
Air would come
the
out.
The rubbing
tree? Those were the days, man.
Yeah,
there's like, well, that's
that.
The thing. It's very convenient. You don't have to
Skittles.
Clean. You don't have to hate yourself while
was,
mopping things up.
Yeah,
like,
I was
I'm
really
a
upset.
Like,
exactly.
I don't have to pick my stomach up and clean under it.
Oh, God.
I was super upset the first time.
I mean, good. Oh, my good.
Bailey is a pro. Bailey just threw up in her own mouth and then recovered.
No, I can take that to a dark place. I can make that work. We've talked about this. I can make it work.
So you're shooting blanks. You can't shoot load, which is what they want in porn, though.
Right. They want, like, yeah.
They
yeah,
want,
I don't think it's unreasonable for them to demand more cum, to less money for less cum.
I guess
how else are you going to monetize it?
It's called a money shot.
It just right. didn't sound, good point. It sounded so weird to me. I was like,
no, well, now yeah, it sounded shady. Weird.
Now
like,
that we're running
pills.
A site. Oh,
what's
sorry.
That?
But you're saying take pills like Viagra, but not even.
And I was like, wait, it's like, are there
the
any
V
side
is
effects?
Carved in by right. hand?
Yeah, Viagra's horrible. I've taken Viagra.
And I was like,
awful.
Wait a second. I was like, I don't know that I want to take these. And he's like, oh, they're harmless. Don't
one
worry.
Of the
you'll
V's
take
is in cursive. One of the V's is like a lowercase.
Right. With a dirty fingernail. You look at him, he's like, hi. Yeah.
So you took them and they took the pictures?
No. At that point, I was like, I'm not. I bailed.
You're done.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm
you
not.
You didn't
doing
go.
That. No,
that was smart.
That was smart. That.
Where was that colony?
No.
what the fuck
it's
is colony?
It's a town. Albany.
Oh Jesus!
I could probably get $50 in colony for that though.
Why is colony a bad town?
It's not that bad, but it's still it's colony. But no, this it was
I don't
somewhere
like the name of it.
It was somewhere on Long Island, so I would have had to take a train to New York and another train to Long Island, and I was just like. So I'll be doing this for like $50 after everything.
$50
like,
to come
you know
down
mean?
And
like
jerk off in a room
the,
and have nothing
all
come up.
After money, all that stuff, and it's like
of course
the
more
train.
To get down
there. Yeah, so I was like, fuck that.
They were going to take pictures of you for what?
For one of their sites.
For
and
sites.
They have like 10.
So it's just
like right,
so,
right.
so this site just does photos. So a mm-hmm. guy will go there and just see photos of you jerking off.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
And you get paid $600. Well, actually,
which
$400.
$400, and then I'd pay my way down there. So it's like
see,
you know,
they would rip me
work.
Off. I'd get $600, and I would do two videos and uh-huh. two photo sets.
Why don't they just put pina colada mix on you?
Yeah, that's
if it's
what
photos.
They do.
That's I figured there's some sort
of a
trick
lot of
with,
people
like,
do pina colada mix.
Coco Lopez.
Yeah, why not?
Is that what it's called?
That's,
I don't fucking
that's
know.
Pina colada
that's
mix. Yeah, it's a thick white shit that goes in pina colada.
Yeah, I didn't know
I
that.
I used to bartend. That's why I knew that.
I don't drink. I don't drink, and I don't do female porn. So I
I'd like
them
to
things.
Do like palm olive just to make people think like what the hell. Palm olive.
Whoa.
Like blue. Sting. What is this? Blue palm olive.
Like,
oh, this chick's an alien.
It's ectoplasm.
So and now you say you want to sue you. You cutie, little girl over here, just very quiet. You say you want to get into porn. Why do you want to get into it?
Because fucking is fun.
Really? Now, would you, at this point, because I found this interesting, mm-hmm. is that I knew you were kind of beyond porn. I knew you were in your look, you are the trans girl that everybody looks up to.
Mm-hmm. No.
You're the one that all the guys love.
The trans girl next door.
But you kind of
try.
You know, first of all, tonight, I just want to let you guys know, Amy, she's on Amy Schumer tonight.
I am. I'm on Amy
Schumer
tonight.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
I'm super
she was
sick.
The host of Jim Norton's show, the co-host.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
So, she's really breaking down the barriers
right.
by going on the O&A show, by working with Jimmy and Amy. And now, you know, right. you're just fucking Bailey to us.
That's cool. That makes me happy.
She's like the Jackie Robinson.
Well, she really is.
Yeah, Jackie.
Totally. And because
Jackie
of these fans.
Jackie like Robinson.
The O&A fans are fucking brutal. But when they know somebody's cool and when they accept somebody, you know, and they've accepted
they've
you.
They've been really
fucking
easy on me. Like
really
when someone says something that I can perceive, like see as mean, but then I see them and they're an O&A fan, like on
yeah.
Twitter,
yeah.
I immediately get the context and get that they're just fucking,
right.
they're just fucking
well,
with
not get some of them.
And I love it. Well, no, some of them, no, totally. But like, I mean, if I see something where I'm like, oh,
right,
that's kind of
right.
shitty. And then
yeah.
I realize they follow me and they're an O&A.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck yeah, that's awesome.
So, but it's like, now you're here, but she's kind of where you were mm-hmm. how many years ago? Six?
When I was 19,
yeah.
so 6 or 7.
I mean, would you,
yeah.
would the advice be, go for it?
Well, that's the thing. It's such a personal decision. Like, my shit was such a fluke. And I honestly, when people ask me regularly, should they get into porn? I'm like, it is such a crapshoot. It could go either way. The pictures aren't going anywhere, so you better hope you do really well or they're not going anywhere.
Do you know who Bailey is, correct, before you met her?
I actually, like learned about all of you people, like, a couple months ago.
Right?
Yeah, so...
Did you know Bailey?
I discovered you from the Jim Norton show.
Okay, okay.
And I was like, she's just like me.
Where
so,
the same?
How did that make you
were
feel?
Were you thinking
to
about her or
on...
Jim Norton when you said that?
That's cool though. I mean, that makes me happy.
fuck, I love you. So, wait, but I mean, that must have made you feel. That you don't get to say that to look on a show on television on HBO, right? Wasn't it? Oh, it was on the internet.
It was on Vice.
It was on Vice. Yeah. On okay, to go and see that on TV and see her on TV, it must be like. at your age be like, that's fucking great. I can do what I want to do and cross over. Was that, did you get that feeling? I mean, not to be all Donahue, but,
but yes, I did, because like, you know, you, that's like a show. It's not like porn.
Right.
But like I had already been like doing modeling as a girl for like years. So like I kind of already had that feeling. I'm sorry to just destroy your whole speech.
No, no, no. It's not. She really had to throw it down the garbage. Sorry. No, but you, but modeling. Okay, but I'm saying, you know, to see.
I actually have a funny story about a photo shoot I did. And I think I told Matt about it. Like, I did a photo shoot. It was like a fashion nude photo shoot, which is just like, let me see your ass and I'll give you money type of photo shoot. Right. And the guy was like, his studio was like a murder den. It was like plastic bags covering the the windows and everything. Oh, and like Jesus there was Christ. Like hair.
No, like, just a random hair.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And then he was like, you know who you remind me of? Bailey J. You look like Bailey J. And I was like, I don't know who that is.
I thought he was gonna say, you know what you remind me of? My grandmother. She's dead.
I hate it.
Or something like that. Just like, and then take out the chainsaw.
American Psycho scene.
Jay bailed when she was fucking douched out of $200. Right. She's showing up this fucking hair blood
it was
spatter.
It was in Newark, too.
Oh, ooh. Jesus.
So it was in a really like ghetto neighborhood.
How do you feel about murder? Scenes.
But I got paid a lot, so.
What did he pay you?
Was,
I don't want to say.
Well, you can't say a lot and not say. Give us like $30,000?
Like, no. Like $1,000.
No. That's a lot?
Cool.
That's
yeah.
I'll give you $1,000 right now.
Was the man's name Daryl Hammond?
No, I don't remember his name. But yeah, we worked for like a lot of
that
hours.
That man's name was Eddie Murphy. Yeah.
That's good. I mean, that's good money though. I used to, when I was like 19 or before I did porn, I would literally just sell my underwear to strangers and I would smoke cigarettes in this guy's garage and he'd take pictures and pay me like $500.
So you'd be naked and he'd take, he wouldn't want to touch you.
Uh-uh. Well, what? I think I blew him because I was a whore. I mean, because I was a slut.
Right. You sucked his dick.
Because I wanted to.
Right, because you wanted to. Bailey... Holy shit. Sorry, did I say that? Did that come out?
I came out loud.
But at your age, though, you're very young. I know you've done modeling and stuff. It must be like you're kind of where she was. I mean, you're starting to do, you know, other things. Do you want to be on TV? Do you want to do porn? You say you want to do porn. Is that really where you want to go to do porn for a living?
I mean, yeah, I went to school for writing, like for playwriting and screenwriting.
Right.
So I know how to write scripts.
Oh, so
you
want to
write good porn.
Like T.S. Eliot.
And I've written like a bunch of scripts. I wrote a scene for a Broadway show one time.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't want to be in a movie or anything.
You'd
that
be surprised
be
how far you can get with sex work, actually. Because, like, I mean, a lot of the guys get affections for the girls. And, like, and not necessarily porn, but, like, escorting, which has its own risks. It's in person.
Right.
It also doesn't leave a visible mark on... Like, a lot of people choose sex work over porn or escorting over porn because it's not a... It's not there forever. It's this... You know, it's in your memory.
No, some... Some guys say that when they do, like they'll go and get a tranny off of, you know, like the internet. Some guys actually say when they show up, it's not the girl that's in the photo.
Yeah, my pictures are used all the time. I've called bitches and been like, hello, and they're like, hello. And
yeah,
like,
I have
Hi.
To email. Yeah, yeah. I've emailed like, people on Backpage telling them to stop using my wife's photos.
You know how many times I've been to Yorkville looking for you? Hey, you're not Bailey? Shit.
You're not Bailey at all.
Oh, get in here.
Was it me?
No, it wasn't. So it's funny that you say you like a fat ass.
I do. I like a fat ass on a man.
Bailey
like
goes.
A segue.
It's funny. It's a very good segue. Bailey loves these big fat asses. You go through fucking phases, though.
Not even phases. I like a lot of different kinds of guys.
But you want to be with an old man?
Yeah, I'd fuck an old man.
Like how old? She pointed.
Like 80. Like I could fuck an
80-year-old. Wait a minute.
Yes.
Can we point out?
Yes.
That little Russian Greek just pointed at me.
But not even like it just happened. Like she literally did it like her
hand. I didn't even think about
response.
It.
Yeah.
Do you think
you're an old man?
Would Colin be the guy you're talking about? That?
No, I'm older. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right. I mean, just an older, like an 85.
Is it like Lemon Party?
I don't think of you as old.
I could. Yeah, I don't think of you as old. Like, Lemon Party would be close.
What's that?
Lemon Party would be close. The internet meme. The old.
Why
people.
Do you want to sleep with
Lemon
an old
Party?
Guy?
What's that mean?
It's this old? Disgusting stop video. Of this old guy's it. Blowing each stop other. It. It's hilarious.
You've seen this.
You're in it.
Stop it.
I'll show him.
He knows what Lemon Party is.
No, I don't. I swear to God, I never heard of it.
All right. Well,
you're in it.
I'll show him.
She's trashy.
She's going at me.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. Yeah, do your thing. But he's fucking attacks back. Okay? Don't forget. I don't get it though. Why do you want to fucking have? Don't show the camera for Christ's sake.
They're just kissing in this one. There's no.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, that's good.
I showed him this one.
No, it's romantic.
It looks like the guy.
That's
from
the
Different
new normal.
Strokes.
Yeah, but I don't like that. Like one of them's a farmer because he has a farmer's tan.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. He's
that's
been working in
normal.
The yard.
That's the one people always meme. On
yeah,
the internet. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
One of the old guys is taking care of his petunias during the day, and then sucking his pal's cock at night, and making out. You want to sleep with the old guy?
Oh, I want to blow an old.
Why? Just because of just the transgression idea of it all?
Well, it's weird. Yeah, like it's interesting. I mean, I don't know. I feel like when you do different things, like I like the idea of hooking up with a fat guy or an old guy or like whatever. Like I like everything.
My eyebrows just go up.
We've talked about this. Where I was like, I take this to a dark place, but I could totally blow an old guy.
Hang on a second. We talked about it in private. Okay.
No, I don't mean
now there's
us.
Mics on. And you keep your
actually.
Trap shut too, Sue. Jesus Christ, you can't trust anybody in here.
I've had it with Sue.
Yeah, Sue really is pointing at you, fucking right? Oh. I think she likes old guys too, right?
Yeah, they're cool. it's like, you know, my dad was never around, so whatever.
Same.
Yeah. Is that a thing with trans women that the fathers
not typically. Usually it sucks because their father was around and made shit very hard on them.
Did your is your father accept what you've become or does he?
No.
Hates it.
That sucks.
Yeah, he abandoned us.
He's
like,
older.
Really?
Too.
Yeah, my father is 72 years old.
Wow.
Is he single?
No. He's very single.
Now, does your mother, is she cool?
He might be your father.
Yeah, we were discussing this. We have lots of illegitimate relatives or siblings, and so we were saying we might be related.
Does your mother accept you?
Yeah, she's really cool about it. And my brother is like, oh, I'll fucking kill anybody for you. And
oh, good. He's
like
cool
that.
Too?
Yeah.
That's fucking great. Good for you. And what about, I don't know about
I don't
you.
Talk to my parents.
You don't talk to them all?
No, but not because I don't approve of their lifestyle.
What do they do? Are they Amish?
Yeah.
Well, what do they do?
The Scientologists?
My father left when I was really young, but I never tried to have a relationship with him. I met him once at his brother's funeral, and he's super weird and just not a very good person. And, right. They're both intravenous drug users and had a really hard time. And so, my parents, yeah. But my mother was sober for a lot of my childhood. Now she's in an institution of sorts. She has mental illness, and she just found out she has. Hepatitis C, which has really been really hard, and cirrhosis of the liver. She didn't know for 20 years. I'm bringing the show down, everyone. But
where'd
so
you
we,
grow up?
We Richmond, Virginia, and in that time, like people who are doing intravenous drugs, it's just so it's hard. I just recently stopped talking to my mother, but it's been like the best decision I've ever made, right, like for myself. So. Right. And my grandma still talks to her. But yeah, I don't. I have a sister who's bonkers, but we still talk. And
older or younger?
11 years older.
Wow.
And then I have my grandmother who raised me anyway. So you don't
go to family functions?
No. And I wouldn't. Everyone was pretty bad. Even before I transitioned, like they didn't know how to handle me because I was feminine as a child. They really didn't like me. And so I just like got funny and got mean and like went to high school and was really funny and mean and everyone liked me. So it just, it worked out.
What about you, Jay? You family?
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, I do. I have three brothers. My father passed away a while ago, but he was like, he was not cool with it. I could tell. You know, he's like,
how could you tell?
He died before I transitioned.
You?
But, well, yeah, pretty much he would, I mean.
Where'd you grow up?
This is going to sound terrible to any of my relatives I'm talking about. You know, I apologize. Like, I grew up about 2 hours north of Albany, and he was very conservative, a military guy, and like just didn't like anything feminine. He liked, you know, guys to be like butch and athletic, which so do I now. Rim shot.
But so you no, had but a lot of
so
common.
Like yeah, that's what I was guys. But like,
did you say he liked his men to be butch and athletic?
Right, that's what I was saying. Yeah, like my like he liked his like.
Hang on 1 second. Are you okay?
This is my life every day.
Were you just on another planet?
No. What did I do wrong?
I don't know.
I gotta go pee. Anybody else?
Yeah, I'll come.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Can I go?
She was right about your age.
It's working.
But so, but yeah, he definitely was he was it was pretty tough. It was pretty tough growing up. We didn't really see eye to eye. I mean, we would go like months without talking to each other, and it was just like it was
months.
And like he didn't beat the shit out of us or anything like that. Like a lot, like you know. But every once in a while, I'd get a little you know, he'd smack me out a little bit.
Really?
And stuff. It was a little rough.
That's crazy.
So it's yeah. So now I tell jokes about him on stage.
Did he smack you around because of the way you were?
I don't know. I think it was just like a short fuse. Just didn't know how to handle stuff like that. And it was like I counted on one hand the time he did it. So it's not like you know.
It's funny because you know now that I have a son,
right?
You know, and I think of all the stuff I went through the same abuse.
Right, your stepdad, right?
Yeah, my stepdad. You know, I. You know, to go back now, I'm going back in therapy and reliving the moments where, you know, I got abused. I got hit. I got punched in the face. I saw my mother get hit. I saw my sister get hit. I got hit. I got punched in the stomach. I got thrown downstairs. And
wow. That's worse than I got.
You know, I look at my kid now, and I only a few years down the road is when this has happened
wow.
to me.
Yeah.
So here as a kid, I was happy as, you know, ever. And then all of a sudden, this man is punching me,
right,
or hitting my
it
mother?
It changes everything. It's just like,
and it's still with me to this day,
right? And I mean, like, I got that whole like how he's ashamed of me at times and stuff. And it's just like that. That's why kids get suicidal when they're trans growing up. You know, it's like
you think it's
that,
your fault too. Any child right, psychologist totally, will tell totally. You. Anytime you got hit as a child, you internalize that as a child that it was your fault,
right?
And
absolutely,
and it gets dropped in there. Like
you're
a
like,
seed.
What can I do to not get beaten?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And then you act a certain way, and it's like, and it wasn't like there are a lot of people had a lot worse. No.
Matt,
oh, okay.
Hang on with Matt, my producer.
First,
right
I thought
here.
That was like the Halloween okay. music or something.
Do not fuck with
Tubular
Deepu.
Bells. Just
do
like,
not right, fuck right. with Deepu. Okay.
I didn't know he had music capabilities.
No, we don't. But he will right. kill you. Okay? We don't have it because he doesn't want it.
Oh. Cut mic number 4.
I actually. Can I tell you how fat I am? I thought the ice cream truck was.
Oh, I thought the same thing. I thought it was the ice cream truck.
Fighting ice cream. Ice cream.
I thought the same goddamn thing.
It's sad. Now you have brothers too.
Yeah, one brother disowned me. I haven't talked to him since that.
Because of
yeah
because of the way.
And now I get to tell jokes about him too.
So well, that's great. More material.
She's exactly. from one of those hillbilly totally. Towns. Okay. Upstate New York is like the deep
oh, it's
hillbillies.
Like, yeah,
it's so true.
It's totally. It's like yeah, like ultra conservative.
How did you fucking
thing.
Be trans up there?
You couldn't. Help
you couldn't. You hid it. Like
you
I
had
hid
to hide it.
It.
You had to
exactly. You, yeah. you hide it, and then you say like for a while, just like I'm like fuck that, and it's terrible. You think. Like well maybe I'll just die in my 20s and don't have to worry about it. And
oh
it's
God,
just, right?
Fucking bringing it down.
Seriously, that's
you
what
and
you
Bailey.
Go
Jesus, man.
It's true though. That Jeez. Stuff happened.
Did you really want to commit suicide?
Oh, totally.
Fuck.
Of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My
and,
God.
And people like, think of trans people as like weaker, like
right,
just like
right.
or gay
oh, yeah.
people as weaker.
Right.
And it's
like
you know much more shit
it's
we
like,
had to do. Like do you know much
of
like,
course.
Like it's not really just like everyone always says gay guys are weak, and then you see a picture of them and they're like gorgeous and like muscle bound, and I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, it's just trans stuff. It's like people think we're like weaker, and it's we've actually had to develop so much more emotionally.
Well,
as
it's like a shell.
My
friend, really good.
Yeah.
My friendship with you though is I'm actually proud of because, you know, with trans women. Right, it's always sexual,
mm-hmm.
especially for guys.
Oh, totally.
It's always based. It's always founded in sexual.
That's the platform.
Sexuality.
We get, yeah.
It's you know,
but a negative sexuality it, too. It's almost like the stigmatized sexuality
okay,
too.
Okay, when
which
I met you,
like, oh,
when
right.
I met you, I'm like, oh my god, this girl. I knew you were,
uh-huh.
but there was something like oh, like erotic, and then I was like, eh, fuck it. You know,
really?
She
really.
Hang on 1 second. But well, because
tell me more.
Well, you're pretty. Okay,
well, thank you very much.
And then you're like, oh shit, wait a a minute, and then, but that was like, fuck it, you're a comic, mm-hmm. come down, do a spot. Fuck it, you know, it's like, that's from my friendship with you, where I don't have to have my brain just be like, you know, sex. Mm-hmm. Right. It's like, because I grew a friendship with you, mm-hmm. I can actually be friends with somebody who's a porn star and not want to fuck them or not make it sexual. I'm friends with her husband. I talk to him all the fucking time about stupid shit in the middle of the night. And then, you know, when you came down, I was like, fucking, it was cool that you came down as a comic.
Oh, thanks.
And you know, and that's kind of why when I started talking to you, I was like, fuck it, let's do this show.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Let's do a show and, you know, not about, I mean, of course we're going to joke around because we're all funny.
Totally.
Isn't that fucking weird though? We're all this, even you smashing him a little bit, even though I'm against that because Colin's my friend, but we're all our pain, all this fucked up pain. Is translated into humor somehow.
With that, so, I was just talking about that, how it's so funny how the people who actually had horrible things happen to them are super irreverent and funny,
yeah.
and then the people who stand up for them, who are just like the most serious assholes on earth. And it's like, but the people who suffered are actually really multifaceted and hilarious and irreverent and like don't say the right thing all the time. And
yeah.
But why do you say you talk to him in the middle of the night?
Well, me and him fuck. I fuck Cutie Patootie. Yeah, it's not. If I'm not banging her, I'm getting the fuck. He's sucking my dick. No, but it is. That's fucking. That's sad.
Yeah.
And I look at my kid now. I get beautiful Max. I love Max. I look at him. You know, I fucking can't get enough of the kid. And then I sit there and I go, what if, I don't know what he's going to be. I have no fucking idea where he's going in life. You know, I don't know.
And that's huge.
You're
so handsome, for you. Right. That's huge for you because you could have very easily turned into someone like your stepdad. That could have easily happened from raising. And
right.
It just shows what, you know.
I'm not trying
to kiss your ass here, you know, but you know, it's like
right,
totally,
how it
it's
works.
Like.
I was talking to a friend of mine today, and he was—he's having a kid, and he was all worried and all scared and freaking out about having a kid. Because look, man, especially being a comic, you think having a kid's going to take away your funny.
Mm-hmm.
Moving to the suburbs is going to take away your fucking drive. Having a kid, all this stuff is just going to take it all. It doesn't. It actually enhances it. It makes you focus more. It makes you think. It makes you use your time better.
Like blow.
But you know, and what'd you say?
I said like blow.
Yeah, like blow. It's very much like
totally
Adderall, or whatever the fuck that drug is. But you know, like I look at this kid now, and I'm like, yeah, he's getting such a better life than I so worry that I'm gonna fuck him up and send him down some shitty path. Okay, today, me and my wife, we're having a fight. You know, whatever. We're arguing about something because.
What were you fighting about?
I'll try to remember. It was annoying. She did something.
It's about you.
It was I don't know what it was. I can't remember right now. It was something we were fighting about. Okay, I'll tell you what it was. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. When I leave now, my kid, when he senses I'm leaving, he'll come up to me and stand in between my legs and just kind of be there. And he doesn't want me to go.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want daddy to leave. And it kills me to leave.
Right.
I don't want to leave. It really affects me emotionally because I never had that. They always left, or I was always alone. So
you're
now
make me cry.
I know.
Well,
this is like
I'm
we
sorry.
Need the sad music again.
But here, and I said to my wife, I go, listen, it's hard for me to leave. It's hard for me to get to this point. And he comes up, I need you to help me. I need you to be aware of it. I can't just, you know, I need you to come and grab him and let's make this a thing. And you know, daddy's got to go to work, and I love you, and kind of distract him a little bit. And I told her, I go, it kills me. And she was like, you got to go. She was really cold about it. And I was like, listen, I know I fucking got to go, but I'm just telling you that I have an emotion, and maybe maybe you go, honey, I know it's sad, but you will do. Maybe fucking, what are you, my fucking third father? What the fuck are you? You know what I mean? He comes around the corner going, ah, because we're kind of.
Sure.
Not yelling, but the tone is there. And he comes, ah. And I went, whoa.
I thought he was singing a Robert Plant song.
Yeah. That was all right. Okay. Yeah, throw it to him. Throw him the bandana, the bomb bandana. You know, when Deepu's giving it to you, it's fucking bad. But I still think that's residual from when you fucking played the music over his video. But yeah, but you know, in reality, he's got to learn to get me over me leaving.
Right.
In reality, he's got. I could leave. She was right. Just leave. He's got to learn right. that you fucking leave, and everything's gonna be fine. Stop being such a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
And you know, but because of my childhood, I get fucking scared. And who the fuck knows? Who knows if he's gonna be, if he's gonna be? You know, I don't know. I mean, do I want my kid to marry a girl? And fall in love with a chick? Yes. You right. know why? Because I just want to be able to tell stories and talk about pussy with my kid. You know what I mean?
It's but an easier life.
Stories.
It's yeah, an easier definitely. Life. It is. Do I want my kid to go through a trans life and be that hard, how hard it is, and go through all that crazy? That would be fucking crazy. But I would, of course, I'd be there. Of course, I'd back him 100%. I would never. Don't you think we've changed like that?
It's working
he
for you.
Fucking show. Colin has put a bandana on. Apparently, he's going to do one of his specials from the fucking 80s. Hey, folks.
The saddest
this
sushi bar.
All right, Jesus Christ, we really did go down the fucking path of sad shit.
I have a question.
Let's all start masturbating.
Right now.
Yeah, well, let's play.
One, two, three, go.
Let's play Who's Got the Biggest Dick?
I'm out.
Mine's a grower.
I'm done.
Yeah. I have a question. Yeah. Like, are the boobies going to come out at any point? Or,
your boobies?
His or yours?
Anyone's boobies.
I don't think we can show boobies on YouTube.
It's YouTube.
No, but we can show them in here. I just... turn the camera off.
You fucking look at him. Aren't your boobies just in though? I don't want to see a scar. I'll throw up. You know me. I'll puke if I see a fucking bloody fucking Frankenstein.
One stitch coming out.
I've seen Bailey's boobies.
They're facing the right way.
Yeah, my
now,
boobies.
Do you have like, do you have breasts too?
I did not. I actually went in for a surgery and then chickened out. Like
really?
I set the appointment.
Chickened out
I had
porn,
the money.
Chickened out of the surgery.
I know. I'm just a big wuss. Right. Right. So. Yeah. No wonder my father didn't like me.
No.
Jesus Christ.
You pussed out and getting
that's
right
a comedian. That's a comedian.
Right. No, I had the money for it. I went in. I was ready to go. And then I was just like, and they're just saying, well, there is a chance that one could break, and then you'd have to cover it and buy another one. And I was like, oh my God, I don't have enough money. What if one breaks? And I was like all negative and stuff. And I was like, I can't do it.
They, but doctors do that. All they have to do that.
I know.
Yeah,
they did that with my eye surgery. It's you know, it went from absolutely I can fix this to it's you know it's 90%.
Right.
I had to sign a form like you might die, and
like,
I'm like,
oh, by
okay.
the way, yeah, it's just like
they have to do that because they've been surgery. Yeah, you're fine. You're fine. Go get the titties.
I'll go. I will go with you. I will go with you.
Really?
I'll save up.
She's only going to get the ass.
Well, yeah, go in with me when I get my fake
you
ass.
You get two for one.
Why don't you take her old titties?
Yeah, whatever they suck out, give me half of it.
I'm going to keep these and hawk them. I found out I can get a lot of money. Like, there's another trans porn star who she went for an upgrade, and she kept her implants, sold them to some fan, like signed them with a Sharpie.
Oh, nice.
Sold them to a fan and got like $2,500.
Was that Kimber?
Yes, it was Kimber. So... she made like a good chunk of change off her, you know, she had to buy new tits and
she wants to take her titties out. How
she's
bad
itching. Like
she's 22.
Itching.
What do you expect?
That's
how
it is. Whip them out. Take
it's
the
like
camera off. One, two, three, go.
Boop.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yay.
Those are, nice. Those are where's the scar? And the nipple?
There's no scar.
You can't even see it. Those are nice titties. Oh, all right. Well, let's take a break. Let's take a half hour break. Let's take a 45. Who am I kidding? Let's take a 3.5 minute break. And then we'll come back and there'll be jizz on my cheek. Let's go to the chat room real quick. We got a live chat here.
Yep.
Give
me 1 second.
Yep. And bring up the regular one, too. We have the Deepu chat, which is he picks the questions from there. And then we usually Deepu go to my pick. Chat, which is the live one. Go ahead.
Tom75 says, I've lost track. Does everybody have a dick here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. There are fucking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 dicks. Yeah. That's the name of the podcast.
Eight dicks.
Eight dicks. And,
eight dicks is
enough. Eight dicks in a duffel bag.
Eight dicks in a duffel bag. Nice.
The Indian in me sounds likes the sound of that. Eight dicks. Anyway, Beretta Bronson says, Colin looks bored. Step it up. This is a man that eats brunch with Seinfeld, for Christ's sakes.
What a voice do you go into? Does he do
fuck
a voice?
Off, Amanda.
Just kidding, like a voice.
I'm trying to put some energy into it.
Yeah, leave him alone. Yeah.
I don't know if it's a voice though or it's actual.
I don't know. But you as the producer, but you're sitting there like this.
Colin, I am taking down notes for the show.
Ooh.
Whoa. Yeah, do you do like a thing in the middle? Like, okay, here's what's going on.
Like no, we're not
ombudsman.
We're not that high tech.
Hey, what's
high tech? You're taking the notes now.
Yeah, it's notes.
All right, you have to say them to the mic.
Deepo, go back in.
Big Yumu says, somewhere in the world, Jim Norton is jerking off and fingering his ass to this.
Somewhere in the world?
So like
it's
any other
Upper West Side.
Right. I was going to say, it's not to this. He's just doing that.
He's not jerking off to this. This doesn't turn him on anymore. No. Three trannies and a twink?
That's the name of the show. That should be the name of a sitcom.
I'd watch that.
Beretta Bronson also says, Bobby looks fit and unfit at the same time. Like a washed up wrestler.
Oh my God, what a great observation.
Fit and unfit, yeah.
You know, because he made me like it and then hate it. So I go, okay, what else you got? Good, you're doing good, DPU.
Oh, thank you very much, Bobby. I appreciate that.
Actually, can you talk like that?
Not always. Very hard. Very hard on the back.
Where did you grow up?
Could be like Johnny Quest.
Come on, Gunga Din. Where'd you grow up?
Staten Island.
No shit.
Born and raised.
Booyah.
Land of the pizzeria, home of the blonde Italian.
I was going to say, at least you didn't hear many ethnic slurs growing up there.
Yeah. Thankfully.
Very tolerant place.
Andrew Jackson also says, Colin is out of his home. Must be flea bombing his place.
The fuck's
the
that
president?
Mean?
He's trying to say I'm a
homebody.
Yes.
You are a homebody.
True. Yeah.
You really do stay home a lot, man.
I do. I write a lot. When you write, you have to stay home.
It's really? It's fascinating to me.
I can't write at home.
Really? What are you, Starbucks?
Talk. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do Starbucks because I feel like I'm trying to let people know I'm writing. Yeah. And yeah. I always have that face, and I'll be like, and then I'll be like I'm thinking, and then I'll go, oh, I got it.
If I'm at home, I'll be like sitting there, and I'm like, you know what? I could watch Daredevil again, and you know, and that's it. It's over.
Yeah. How do you not just watch porn for 6 hours?
It's brutal. You just have to shut your mind off. I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate writing. Hmm.
It's the worst. It's the hardest part.
But once you get into it, then you're. You know,
that's right. True. Yeah.
Yeah. You got
to
get.
You
started.
Have to force yourself to just keep going back because Everything's more interesting than writing. Everything. Reading other people's shit is more interesting. Watching TV.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Take a nap on the couch.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's great.
Now, but honestly, then when you do write, you do take a nap on the couch. You'll write for a minute. You'll fucking.
I will.
You'll go take a nap.
I'll go
you will
a vicious depression and take a nap on the couch.
Right.
For 5 minutes.
Right. And then you'll wake up and go back to writing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's you know when I always hear people talk about these stories, it's like you got it. You have to just write. You have to keep. But there's. The,
oh yeah.
You take you eat, you go out, you fucking sleep,
walk
you watch
around.
TV. You do all that shit, but you just go back to it.
You got to go back to it.
You just got
to
keep going back. Yeah. I just started writing like stuff from my childhood and it's fucking atrocious.
It's beautiful writing. I read a little bit of it.
Right.
And I'm telling you, literally I was getting choked up at this little diner I go to. I was getting choked up. It was powerful. It was great writing. I mean, it's awesome. A powerful story, but it was great writing too.
But it was
really good.
It's what happens with that is you write something and it's fucking brutal.
Yeah.
And then you do it and the end is so far away that it gets overwhelming that it just shuts off.
Right.
You shut it off.
Yeah.
And it's like you just. I told Dawn the other day, it's like I have to go back into that room and just sit there and just start again.
Well, that's like even Adrienne, right? Adrienne's writing. I mean, she's a real writer.
Tell her who she is. People don't know who
Adrienne LeBlanc. She's writing this book on comedy. She's been writing for 10 years. She's been offered all kinds of money, everything to do other stuff, but she's just committed. She's like a writer. She wrote this big book called Random Family. It was like this brilliant book, and it won all these big awards. You know, it's like she's like a real writer. But even she has to go. That's her job. Even she has to force herself to go away to writers' colonies where there's no TV, no radio, a little out-of-the-way space, like 8 writers, and all they do is go back to their place, like I said, walk around, then go back. There's nothing else to do. You don't bring anything else with you and try to force yourself to write.
Well, we're doing that with the studio. We're not going to have TV. We're going to go down and partially
write. It's strictly
write.
For writing, can, like, write and stuff. Having sex with people other than each other.
Right.
Wow, that sounds pretty
go
good.
Go back to the chat. Deepu.
Brooklyn.
What else does Andrew Jackson have to say?
Old Hickory.
Brooklyn Teddy says, the real mystery is that Russian accent. I grew up in Brighton Beach, and I know American-born Russians who don't have such a thick accent.
Oh.
True. Calling you out.
Sue.
You're a Sue.
I don't know what to
tell you.
You're a spy.
So drop the accent. That's what you tell us.
Sue's a spy. That's what I
should. She talks like John Travolta. My hair. My dick. My dick. I fix my dick nice, and then you hate it. You hit my dick.
My titties are new.
My titties are brand new. It's a big cup. I like it. Wow. Wow. Oh. Where... I'm sorry.
That was almost
is
Dice.
Your accent. It was Dice and Travolta. You can't help but go to Dice when you do a Travolta. Well,
who's next?
Who's next?
Jules Frederick says, has Colin had cop face this whole time?
What's cop face?
Yeah. Oh, he said cock face.
What you got? Cop face. You know, it's you know, speaking of that, I don't know if you guys know, but his show, Cop Show, have you heard about that?
Yeah.
You maybe.
Yeah, I watched one online. It was hilarious.
Okay. Colin has a show that he Lexus Studios, right?
L Studios.
What does L stand for?
Lexus.
If I didn't love my iPhone 6 Plus, I'd huck it right at your fucking giant forehead. Fucking the receding hairline that never really recedes. Fucking greatest. I wanted you going bald before me, and it never happened. You are the guy I hate. I had a full fucking beautiful ringlet fucking mullet, and I always looked at him. At least I'm not that, and I slowly became that, and then I went past that. Now I'm this, and he's still that. God,
that's
fuck
why I have to, that's why I have to wear my bandana.
You have a show. On Lexus
L Studio, yeah.
L Studios
Cop Show.
Cop Show. You wrote this show a long time ago, right? A couple years ago?
Yeah, year and a half. Two.
Year and a half ago. And you did one episode before.
Pilot,
A pilot, and then they bought it. And then you made how many? Eight episodes, 15 minutes or so, or 5 minutes?
5 minutes each.
5 minutes each. It's on the internet for free.
Yeah.
And
where
it's what are you laughing
just
at, Sue?
L Studios.
What the fuck are you laughing at? The free part?
No, Colin is just funny to look at. Because I want to like blow him.
It sounds much prettier in Russian.
I'm not sure. Like you know,
why aren't you sure?
Yeah, why aren't you sure if you want to blow him?
It would be weird.
Why?
Why would it be weird?
She's wondering if Colin wants it.
Yeah,
Colin, do you?
I don't think that would be weird at all.
First of all, I it would be weird for me.
What?
Huh?
What are you, a prude?
Are you cock? Are you cock blocking?
Yeah, a little bit.
Double cock blocking.
Wow.
Nah, I'm gonna fucking me and
You had your shot in Albany at the Holiday Inn Suites.
I don't know where she
at the Microtel.
I know. I could have fucking brought her back, gave her some Dinty Moore beef stew from the old store in the lobby.
Dinty Moore beef stew.
How about you suck some dick and have some Dinty Moore, baby girl?
I got a big juicy zag nut for you.
So go on.
So where's the show on? Where do you find the show
on? What's on YouTube?
So you did this show, and man, I know when you first did it, I was like, okay, what the fuck is this? You know, anytime your friend's like, I'm going to be on the internet and show, a lot of those things stink. A lot of them do, man. Mm-hmm. A lot of them don't live up to the fucking hype, these internet shorts, they call them. This fucking show is hilarious.
That's awesome.
It's fucking funny, and the guest stars you have on it is ridiculous. Schumer. Gaffigan. Who was the last show? What's his name?
Pat Cooper.
That was funny. That was really funny.
God damn it, that was a funny episode.
All eight episodes online, or are they?
Yeah. They're all online. Yeah. Online. Michael Che did one, which was hilarious.
Yeah. Tom Papa did one.
Nick DiPaolo did one.
Yeah.
Your partner on it is Keith Robinson.
Yeah.
Who actually is good. What? You like him? Do you like him?
I didn't say anything.
Well, I said that's great. It was me.
Oh, sorry.
We all sound the same. Sorry.
Not to say this, but when I call one of you, you forgot to put your voice on. Hey. I'm kidding. Who's this? Oh, hey, Bobby. I thought you were the gardener that didn't show up yesterday.
Well, that's what we do for bill collectors. We say, 1 second.
I've seen trans women do that. Oh, yeah. Where like a guy's giving them a hard time and they'll answer the phone from like a completely different voice. And I'm like,
what would be your, do you still, do you even know what your voice?
I sound like Bart Simpson at best.
Let me hear
like,
it.
This is it. This is my voice.
You don't have, you can't like, you can't do a fake.
I can talk like a girl trying to sound like a boy. I can talk like a, like Bart Simpson. I sound like a 10-year-old surfer. What
do you have a guy voice you can do?
Yeah, it's just like,
all right, let me hear it.
A little bit lower than
this. Let me hear it.
Like if, when you called me, I was like this, and then I was like, oh, hi, Bobby. And I was really like, you know.
Hello. Who you look for?
No, sir.
You AT&T? So anyways, your show is fucking amazing.
It is, man.
And Jerry Seinfeld does an episode. What happened with that? And here's the thing. You were like, I don't know how many views they're getting. I think they were getting like over 100 views a pop, right?
Yeah, 100,000.
100,000 views a pop, right?
Yeah, it's going good. I mean, for that.
Now, has anything come out of it?
No.
Now you really? Have you talked to a publicist ever?
Yeah, we have a publicist. I mean, I went on some shows and publicized it. I was the king of the soccer moms. I was on all the morning talk shows for like, you know. But you know how it is. It's either going to, you know what I mean? We'll see what happens with it, you know. But
are you going to write more?
Yeah. Well, we still have to film yours. Bobby was supposed to do them, but he had other stuff he had to do that day.
Yeah.
I had a classic episode. Speaking of the trans woman community, Bob was playing an international drug, like on the border of Tibet, Myanmar, which used to be Burma. His name was Sister Ping, and he was kind of a, he was like a human trafficker slash drug baron in the Tibetan China border. I had the whole thing written out, but he was busy that day.
It was I read the episode, and it was fucking funny. It was funny. I tried to get out of it. We were doing something for the other show that I was doing, and they would not let me get out. It was press shit.
Press. Yeah, can't stop. But maybe if we do it again, you definitely got to do it.
Well, I was like, please let me get the fuck out of this. Mm-hmm. Let me get out of it. And it was press. It was like, it was when I learned what, that day was when I learned what show business was like, the element of show business I've never been involved in.
Right, the heavy press.
It was heavy. Like, they hired Fox, which owns FX, came down, and they had a photographer and a set designer and a publicist, and it was right out of a fucking movie. Like, this guy had a camera hooked up to a laptop that another guy held with three other guys around it and a woman that would, when she would see the photo, she would almost cry. It was like an orgasm. Oh, God, that's it! And everybody like, yes, yes. And it was like, oh, my God. And I didn't get one of those when they were taking my photos. They were doing everybody else. Oh, God. I think I got good. That's good. That's good. No, like that. Like that. I got all those. They tried to put me under a fucking pole as the sun was going down, a telephone pole, and like squat down. And like my belt buckle was going into my stomach. And like you just see my grimacing fat face. I mean, like some leather jacket that only fit my forearms. So I just look like some type of wrap sausage, some type of meat Rocky would hit in the freezer. Fuck, awful. Is that you again, Matt, with sound effects?
No, it was a motorcycle.
Oh,
someone on Periscope just said they named their son after you and you're their favorite comic.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, nice.
I'm periscoping.
Thank you. Tell him I said thank you.
Thank you. Bobby says thank you.
Is it me or Colin?
Colin.
Oh.
Oh. Bobby said thank you, though.
Yeah, but it's really, I mean, I don't think it was after you. I think they're just Colin. They're probably Irish. Yeah. Anyways. So anyways, to get into this, I know I tried to segue into this before, and we got sidetracked, which is always good. Bailey has this new fetish, right? Mm-hmm. Where you like fat asses.
Yeah, it's not new necessarily, but yes.
Okay, and you.
It's emerging.
And
it's
yeah. You wanted a fat ass. You like a guy with a fat
ass. I like a guy with a fat ass.
Okay, Chris, can you just move the microphone away a little bit? And
I've been waiting for this.
No, don't show your ass because you're on camera. I just want to show her your ass with the jeans on.
Yeah.
Now take your headphones off. Take your headphones off. And, yeah, well, okay. Well, don't get violent.
Whoa, Chris. Oh,
I
shoot.
I know.
Now, hang on. Settle down. Brute spirit. I'm going to guide you because you're on camera. I need you to turn slowly.
It's like the
very
end
slowly.
All.
Can you just zoom in on his, get his butt in there? Just get, now go over to the right a little. Push the chair out of the way.
Chrissy Minaj.
Push the chair out of the way. Now, stop right there. Stop right there. Now, slowly. Slowly turn. Slowly, slowly. Slowly.
It's like you're in a horse costume.
Stay on him. Stay on him.
I'm getting a reaction.
Slowly. Don't get reactions. Stay right there. Yeah. Stay right
it's
there.
It's insane.
Get him, Jay.
Now put a hand on it so we can get a reference. Yeah. Well, actually put Colin's hand on it.
This is probably smaller.
I'm sorry about that. You're a comic. You can handle it.
I can take it. Right. I've opened for Voss, so I know I can handle it.
If we had his hand, we'd really have a reference.
Oh. He had this line. He has
turn. Turn around. What was
there's
that?
Me and another comic, another guy from down here, and then yeah. Voss went on. He says, it's like that show, Two and a Half Men. I was like,
still got it.
Spin it around,
so
Scopo. Let's see.
Spin it around.
Keep spinning.
Spin it around, Pegasus.
Keep spinning. Stay right there. Stay right there.
I'm trying not to stare too much,
but
it's real
for
me.
Turn the other way. Now, stay right there.
Yeah.
Stay right there. Turn a little bit more.
All right, enough, Bobby. Yeah.
Stay right there. Now, take your wallet out of your pants. That's not fair. Don't tease, don't tease anybody.
There's a wallet mark. From it being forced to the pit.
All right, now bend over a little bit for Bailey. For Bailey.
Come on, just do
just
it.
For Bailey.
For Bailey.
Is your father watching?
Hopefully not.
Okay. Sorry. That's Jay. Yep. She's helping out. She's relax.
You have a little strand.
All right. Now, okay. Now Bailey. Now take the camera off. Now he went and got special underwear for you today.
No, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah. So, yeah,
well, what are they? Spanx?
Four stores. To get the underwear. And the problem was, he kept buying shit in every store. So I spent like $100 today.
I'll give you the $100 for the underwear. Just as long as the ones you picked are nice, buddy.
These are the nicest ones I could find. Yeah.
Well,
I had to go to Express.
All right. So now. I want you to get the camera on all everybody's Jesus face Christ. except his butt. We can't show his ass, but I want to because I promised him we wouldn't show it. Do you
He's
mind?
Gonna show it?
Okay.
Do you mind?
What?
Showing your butt on camera?
No, I don't want a camera. No.
Okay.
Not on camera.
All right. Not on camera. You don't want people. All right, so we're gonna get the girls. Can you get just Jay
in
there?
Jay in there.
Let's just get Jay in there. He's gonna make a little edit right there. Now, Jay, you're
this
gonna
is
be
where my career is at right now.
I'm feeling homophobic right now.
First of all, I want to say that Scopo's. You're feeling homophobic.
I'm feeling homophobic. Right now,
this is for you.
No,
I
appreciate it.
You do, right?
I do. No, I genuinely
now. How
don't.
Good does it? How juicy does it look with the
it's
jeans?
Insane.
On?
I yeah.
So
great ass.
So what would you do to this ass right now?
I would attempt to eat his ass, but I imagine that's impossible because there's just so much ass.
It's got a hemorrhoid too.
Oh, so, great!
Yeah. Do you really?
Hey! Nick's day on the hemorrhoid.
You're ruining the
just
fantasy.
Being real. Yeah. Just being real.
We don't need you to be real.
You're a fantasy.
Yeah. Stop. You're a fantasy.
You're
now
being
you're
objectified
ruining it.
Right now.
Okay.
Tell her you don't have a hemorrhoid.
It's dormant right now.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah.
Well, it's just a vein.
Oh, everything's dormant if it's not actually there, right?
Oh. All right. So here we go. All right, ready? One, two.
What am I doing?
You're going to turn around and pull your pants down slowly.
Oh,
put the mic
back
in the thing.
He acts like it was all rehearsed. Chris, like, what am I doing?
Do you have some music you play for it?
How
yeah,
about
we do.
Turkey in the straw.
Do you mind if I video?
No, play Megan Trainor.
But I don't want Periscope.
Oh no, Periscope. It was just personal.
I don't give a fuck about that. I just don't want people fucking memeing it later.
That's for my personal collection.
I read memeing your butthole.
Yeah.
No periscoping his ass.
No periscope.
Right, no periscope.
No, I get booted off if I did.
Okay, ready? Here we go. Turn around.
He's got an ass like an Oklahoma fullback.
I really do.
All right, ready? Here we go. Turn away. Slow down. Turn around this way.
That way. Lovely black underwear.
Turn around. Turn.
Oh my god.
Turn this way.
Where am I turning?
Right there. Stop right there. Just stop fighting it and just go with it.
I am so jealous of that ass.
Yeah, I know,
I seriously
right?
I'm like.
All right, here we go. Pull the pants down a little bit. Pull them down. Let's show this.
Jesus Christ.
Pull it down
that's
a little
amazing.
More.
Damn.
A little more. Woo! You
it's
like
that?
It's
like a fucking birthday cake.
All right, now pull that shirt up in the back so they can see it. Now turn towards Bailey. You're showing Deepu. You're showing Deepu. Show Bailey. You're
showing Bailey.
Turn. Now you're showing. Turn.
This is what it.
Turn this way. Show Bailey. This is for Bailey. Yeah, okay. Right there. Now Bailey. Look at that butt. Now,
yeah,
now is that the ass you
those,
like?
Yes. No. Totally. It looks like
right
a
there.
Fucking birthday cake. It
now
is.
If you went over there, do you want to slap it a little? You want to give it a little slap?
Maybe not.
No, yo.
My husband's here.
I could slap it if you want.
Okay, go ahead. Slap it. Go slap it. Jay, you want to give it a little kick?
I have a
seat. Hard as a rock.
Is it really?
I would tap
dude,
that
I just
shit.
Did squats yesterday, maybe, so we're good.
You can bang him in the ass and not even touch the hemorrhoid.
Yeah,
just,
don't
like,
hit
not
the hemorrhoid.
Even,
oh, here
I
we
feel
go,
like
here
you need to get the jaws of light to get between those two cheeks.
Oh.
That was kind of weak.
Ooh, kind of weak.
That's kind of weak.
Acting like a Russian. Show that Russian heritage.
Come on, show that Russian heritage.
That was better. That was better.
Oh, she's still not good enough.
The girliest ass in the room.
No, I really have a hard ass, though. That's no, it's
those are really like the childbearing hips that we all want. All
right. Now open his ass up and stick your penis in.
She's down for it.
Scopo's fucking into it. You're into it. I love it.
Look at their Scopo's got look at your thighs. He's holy
got
shit.
Big
ass legs. It's impressive.
He's like one of those little strong ponies.
He's a Clydesdale.
He looks like Beyonce in that single ladies video.
Scopo's ass is massive.
If Jay-Z was around and he saw Scopo, he could easily end up.
You know. He goes from his chest, like from his back muscles, straight to his ass. There's no like midsection.
Yeah. It's just
like. Yeah. We've been at barbecues at your house. And I've legit like stared at your ass and like cried not to
really?
Stare at his ass. Yeah.
Look at you. But then that makes you feel good, doesn't it?
It feel a little good.
It
yeah.
does, right?
I used to get made fun of when I was a kid because I played baseball. My ass was just the pants were just so tight on me that I would get made fun of. Like this sucks. And then I realized that girl started liking it. And
yeah,
like,
no,
this
girls
is pretty
like
good.
Asses.
It's pretty good.
Did you like the spanking?
It was a good spanking, yeah.
They said, Chris, you play short and your ass will play third.
Chris, I know, hang on. You know Bailey wants to fuck the ass, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, girls like it
don't
now.
Don't get too excited. Don't get too excited.
I'm going to, the same guys that made fun of your ass, I'm one of those, yeah. But I have tits.
Put a bow in my hair and I'm going to finish in your ass.
Yeah, Jesus Christ almighty.
Now bend over the table and show us your ass again.
Did that really do something for you, Jay?
No,
nothing, right?
No. Like I mean, great body. No offense. Just.
Do you want to see a flatter, hairier ass?
Kind of. I mean, no.
People, if you think you're fucking Hindu ass all right now, I will love you forever.
I don't think I have it in me, bro.
You know, fuck
you will.
Matt would get turned on because he'd think it was like one of those little fucking furry guys from Star Wars.
It's a big ass, but you know, nothing wrong with it. I'm not gonna say that.
No,
I would
say it's like a jock.
Like, yeah. I'm not turned on by big asses like Bailey is, so it's not like
it's like a fetish,
right?
Really? Yeah, that's what I am right now. I consider myself
a fetish.
Yeah, I'm a fetish. Like if a girl's into me, it's because she's into this type of thing. Do you know what I mean?
I think we all know what you mean by that. I mean, yeah. We're all transsexual.
I want to get back into shape one last time, just for my wife's sake.
Yeah, but you're like that.
What?
I don't want to sound like I'm hitting on you. You're like that cuddly sort of guy, though. Mm-hmm. You really like. I totally see people like.
I'm gonna blow you, Jay. At one point,
I think.
Well, yeah, I everybody think listening, right, when you know when Jay's opening on my tour. Yes.
She's really opening.
Right.
You mean gaping on your tour?
Oh.
I can totally see that. Like, this is gonna sound like I'm hitting on you. Totally not doing that. You're a very good looking guy, and you're totally like a cuddly sort of like guy. You know?
Jay, I'm in first in line for Bobby's opening.
All right. You got it.
Be careful with that. All right.
Are you out of your mind? What are you doing? I'm bumping you from the New Haven gig. I'm gonna have Jay come down to the old.
And Louis Chris. C.K. is totally my type, and so is Jerry Seinfeld. And,
all right, settle
Kevin
down.
Matt,
all right, listen.
No, I was kidding.
Just blow bang.
Just like,
she's gonna blow away to the fucking best middle spot in the world.
Like a trick seal.
Zing.
Chris can only open for you if he wears hoodie shorts. He has to wear junior high school gym shorts.
Hoodie shorts are not conducive to penises.
I really had to go to four stores
today. Don't
really
work too well with penises.
To try to find the best ones. Because I know you wanted bikini ones. I couldn't find those.
I told them, I go, Bailey's really into big asses. And I go, oh my God, you don't understand. I have the best big guy ass in the world.
Chris said that?
Yeah. No, she said that.
Yeah. Well, because you were talking about big asses and you mentioned him. I was like, no, that's who I was talking about. Like, I like...
I was like, oh, I go, Scopo, you need to go get some sexy underwear. I know he still wears like boxer briefs from the 80s,
right?
You know, with a red and blue line going around it, and probably some type of stain. You know, like,
that can work.
It's not a stain; it just looks like a stain, but it's the material worn out because he fucking just keeps the same underwear for 20 years.
Hey, they're comfortable.
So, ugh.
So, like, what's your package look like in those? So they like.
They're dwarfed in comparison.
It's a legitimate question.
Dwarf.
I'm wondering, like they're men's underwear, right? Because they looked a little like bikini briefs.
Yeah, they're, I guess, no, they're boxer, they're briefs, they're okay, called. Okay. Yeah, they're not bikini briefs, they're just briefs.
How'd you like his ass, Sue?
I thought that was amazing.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Was it like slapping a mountainside?
Yeah. It was really hard.
My hands have never felt smaller.
Were you a good baseball player?
Were you good? I was pretty good, yeah.
I was that one guy in the locker room was like, hey,
with an ass like that, you're a hell of a catcher.
Well, I was a catcher.
What'd you say, Quinn?
Really?
That's why I have a big ass, because I was a catcher.
I wonder if there was one guy in the locker room after the game that was like, you know, Chris, don't let them make fun of your ass. And you're like, thanks, what a friend.
Yeah, the coach is like, come over here for a second. No, I laugh.
But when my brother went
this.
To, he played basketball in high school, you know, and, yeah, this, and all the priests would line up after the game and watch them shower.
What?
For real?
That's so creepy.
Like with their backs to them or facing them?
Facing them. What are you going to waste your trip into the boys' locker room? And they all knew. And they all knew. They were like, oh, the ball. Here come the brothers. Yeah, yeah.
Total Catholic school.
Why showing off?
It was like a running joke. Like, hey, here come the brothers. You know, they come in. Boys, great game today. You really look good out there.
I feel like that was me in the boys' locker room when I was a teenager. Yeah. Like, I was just like, what's going on? What's happening over here? Everyone's naked. Like, I was just like really be there.
Really?
Yeah. Well, because I couldn't do gym anymore,
like,
because
I was
of
the one that like hid in the corner, never took my clothes off unless I was complete and just like. I mean, I was as quick as
unless
possible.
You meant business.
I hated showering in school. I mean, I didn't give a fuck. I'd do it, but I just hated it. I hated getting naked in school was weird to me.
Sure.
Fucking weird, man. I don't know how you go from like sixth grade and all of a sudden seventh and eighth, and then you're in high school and all of a sudden you can take your clothes off in the locker room and take a shower. Like, I remember there were showers. It's like, why the fuck am I showering at school?
Yeah, it sounds like
I always
like
thought
paradise.
That was weird too.
Yeah, it's like, why the fuck I can't
I'm
wait
not on a sports team. What the fuck? Yeah. We're gym barely working. You know.
Yeah, gym where we play kickball.
We had a shower after gym.
Only it takes a few. Only a few guys. Select guy. Right. I felt the same way. Like, why are we showering in school?
Yeah, it's like a fucking.
I never showered after gym.
Yeah, like some, but some, but
only some weird kids. But I was very appreciative for them as a 14-year-old. I was just like, okay, I'm going to use this for later.
Yeah, I never got that. I never got.
Imagine if you got to be around a bunch of naked chicks every single day for like 20 minutes when you're 15.
Oh God, it would have been fucking great.
Yeah, it was great.
I was getting sober when I was 15. I mean, when I first got sober, my whole personality went from, you know, cool and drinking and using drugs to like I got into spirituality and God and I was just talking AA and like I didn't know how to pick up a chick anymore. I remember I talked to girls, yeah, I'm sober and you know I'm just about one day at a time and you know I mean I believe in God. I don't know who the God is yet. It could be a light bulb, but you know I'm just reciting shit that I heard at meetings.
You got sober at 15?
15, wow. 16.
I hadn't even had a beer till I was like 17.
Yeah, no shit. Look at your torso. No, yeah, I got so I was 5 years sober before I was 21, legally able to drink. Nice. I remember the day when I was 21, it was like, yeah, I've been in AA for 5 years. I was at a meeting. I went to a meeting that night, but it was weird. I didn't know how to talk to chicks at all at 15. Then I went to high school, and then I started to learn. I remember a guy in AA taught me how to fucking talk to chicks again, like how to. And then he taught me the wrong thing. He taught me how to fucking use sex as a drug. Mm. And I just started banging chicks. I used to go to AA dances and just fuck chicks in the parking lot. Just go there. I do the B-52s, Rock Lobster dance. I remember one time that was my thing. I would do the Rock Lobster and do all that shit. And just Anderson. I'm kidding. Did you wipe the seat? Nothing.
Sorry, it took me a second. Right?
Nothing.
So good.
So you want me to say it with an accent? She's like, oh, good for you.
That's good.
How long have you been doing stand-up?
Yeah,
that goes my
years.
Story. That's when you know your story sticks when Colin goes, how long are you doing stand-up?
I thought it was over.
Yeah, it should be. You're absolutely right. I just shut down the chat room. Anybody worth watching the show just fucking hit. Just went to Facebook and checked their status. Fucking stink. You're absolutely right. How long have you been doing stand-up?
About 6 years.
That's it?
That's it.
No shit.
And have any comedians hit on you?
Besides the ones in this room?
Not in Albany. Not in Albany? No. Not really. I mean, they pretty much all knew I was trans, and it's Albany. It's not like, you know.
Have you fucked a comedian?
No.
That was a lie.
I've only actually been with one guy.
In your life?
What?
Life.
Wow.
I know, right? I feel like so.
You got a lot of tattoos, too.
Yes.
Did you get any tattoos before you transitioned? So it's like, you know, an anchor?
Right.
Wait, are you into guys or girls?
I'm into guys. Yeah, since I transitioned, I was with one guy, and that was it. And it was awesome. I was just, you know.
How long have you transitioned? When did you transition?
I started about 10 years ago, I guess.
So you have been with one dude.
Yeah.
That's it.
I know. Was it like a long-term relationship?
No. It was just a one-time thing, too.
Why? No. You haven't had sex in years.
Control issues.
Yes. I have issues. I don't know. It's very weird to...
I know. You're really good proud of yourself.
Thank you, doctor.
Yes, right.
Right. First of all, Albany, it's tough to meet guys. You know, there are a lot of people who want you just, you know, for the fetish sort of thing.
Right,
a lot of
people
just want you just like, but they want to hide you in the meantime and not be seen in public with you or something like that.
I know that feeling.
Yeah, and it's happened a couple times. That's not worth it for me. So and then online's always like.
I know that feeling too.
A crapshoot, so.
But Bailey wants to hide you.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh God, please. Yeah. Don't talk about Dungeons and Dragons.
It's fucking funny when your trans girl wants to hide you. You're too feminine. Matt, will you wait in the car?
You're a little flouncy.
Flouncy. Does it bother you that guys want to hide?
Totally. I'm just like, fuck you, man. But it's like, if you don't want to be seen in public, then go fuck yourself.
But why would you not move to the New York area?
You should.
She's thinking about it. I totally want to. Yeah, I'm getting there.
Here's what you do. You ready? Bing. Let her move into your studio that you're getting, and she pays the rent, and then you guys pay the rest. And when she...
And we kick her out when we want to get
laid.
Yes. Right, there you go. I'll just walk around.
Or fucking throw her in the mix and get laid with her. Right?
No, we don't want a roommate.
All right, Matt. Jesus Christ.
You need to move somebody to the studio.
I was going
to
say, you said he was feminine. He's pretty man in the situation. No, Bob. We don't want a roommate.
You know your boundaries.
This is our only chance. To cheat on each other.
Colin's apartment.
Yeah, you need to move down. I mean, you know, Albany's...
No, I've hit a ceiling in Albany, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, there's not much more you can do in Albany.
You hit a stonewashed ceiling in Albany.
That's right.
Was that an Albany joke?
I guess. I don't even get it.
What's the Albany... Because Colin's a savant. Listen to me. He's the funniest guy on the planet Earth, okay? I don't care how famous, how many tickets little Kev or fucking Louie... It doesn't matter. Colin is the funniest guy. Listen, and I don't care if you don't get it. He's the funniest guy on the planet Earth. He's the quickest guy in the room, and he's the smartest motherfucker around, okay? And that's it. And it's the little dirty secret that every comic knows. We all know that he should be way bigger than he is, and he should have millions and millions, because he is the funniest guy, that he could make some fucking Albany joke to a trans girl on this fucking shitty show.
You're only saying that because of my great John Fish joke. That day about the...
Oh, my God. What was that? That fucking joke.
A joke that only Bobby would get in the whole world. About camp and John Fish. I forget what the joke
is. Oh, God. He is a fucking master. It's true. Why don't you...
I'm finished.
You're not finished.
Go ahead.
Why do you say you're finished? You're never finished. You always fucking come back.
It's true. I got one more in me.
Well, not one full one, but
no pressure, but we only have 15 minutes left. So.
You definitely have eight more fucking cop shows in you.
Yes, I do.
You goddamn better.
Sister Ping is one.
Sister Ping better be on
and
that.
And guess what?
What?
I know what you guys want to be on now, don't you?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. We're
hell yeah.
Some progressive. We're going to play hookers.
Tell. They were like this.
You could. How fucking great would that be, a cop
be great.
Show?
Maybe
with
they
these
be-
three.
You may be
like three hookers. Yeah. I'm like the old buzzardy looking hooker that doesn't get any business. Right. Between
we pretty much
two.
Have
right.
to be hookers. I think there's like a rule about that.
Right.
You do like a
or serial killers.
That's the
or
point.
Or heroin addicts.
Why
addict.
Can't they be tranny babysitters?
Right.
There's exactly. a movie. Oh, I was almost in that movie. Transsexual Babysitters 3.
Oh, what's that? Fucking, my dick just got hard.
No, you do like tranny's angels.
Tranny's angels.
Right, there you go.
Tranny's angels
oh
is
God,
great.
That's awesome.
What's tranny's
like
a Charlie's
angels. Charlie's
anal.
That's good.
He's Charlie.
That's good.
Right?
You'd be Bosley, no?
Bosley,
Charlie's never in it.
Oh, right.
You gotta be Bosley.
Yeah.
You'd be Bosley.
Yeah, you'd be Bosley. You'd be a great Bosley.
Yeah.
There you go. What would I be?
You'd be the kingpin.
Well, who's the one? Isn't there someone who's just like a voice too?
That's Charlie.
Charlie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we have Scobo's ass be that.
Yeah.
We have Scobo's ass on the desk. Right. And it just opens and closes.
Just like.
Hey, girls.
You put one of those smiley faces like those old cartoons, you know, that just talks like the Conan show.
I love that Scopo has a great ass. It's great. And then he went underwear shopping.
He spent $100. I told him, I go, you better get sexy underwear for Bailey. I go, I don't want any horseshit. He went to fucking five places, spent $100. He has sexy underwear at his house now.
Yeah.
It makes me so happy.
Yeah, I know. I never wear briefs either. I always wear boxer briefs.
You should have gotten like Superman underwear.
Dude, if I had that ass.
It's like a G-string.
Oh.
If I had that fun ass.
I was like, that. I mean, as sexy underwear goes, it's eh.
My ass. I want to see my
ass. I
was
expecting a pearl thong.
Right.
Personally.
I was expecting, yeah, totally. Like a thong. Or
I actually,
like
I was in the Poconos at the Cove Haven Resort.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And my actual, so I had the suite with the champagne. Oh, here's my wife. Hang on one sec.
Nope.
Let's talk to Party Pooper herself. Hey, hon.
Hi, what are you doing?
Well, I'm having a. Ooh. All right. Doing a podcast with three
women. Just strange women that I just met.
Not so deep. talk more from your abdomen not instead so of your throat.
Sorry, right. La la la.
Hey ladies, say hi to my wife.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh my God.
What note was that?
I don't know. It was tranny note. That was Matt too. What's up, Bubba?
That's the sound of erections everywhere going down.
What's
up? Oh, someone's calling.
I was just checking in.
Dawn sounds sexy on the phone.
All right,
Dawn,
Bubba.
Does sound sexy.
You trust me, right? Okay. You trust me.
Yeah, I trust you.
You do, right?
Yeah, I'll be sleeping by the time you get home.
Talk dirty.
Have a good time.
So you don't? Do you care if I hook up with one of these girls?
Yeah, I would care.
Really?
Would you mind?
But I'm tired.
What if we just, me and Carl, just smoked a cigar with a couple of these girls?
Yep, have a good time.
And by smoke don't cigar, quit. I mean. All right, Bubba. What?
Bye.
All right, bye. I'll talk to you later. She really doesn't give a shit, does she?
That sounds sexy.
Yeah, she didn't say she'd be mad. She just said she would care. Hey,
so I'm in the room. I have the mirrored ceilings and all over the whole room, and I have the heart-shaped pool. Mm-hmm. I have the so I'm on my bed and I look up and it's mirrored. So I just took my pants off and took a photo. So there you go. There's my butt. Look at it.
Aww.
Where's the butt?
Where's the butt?
It's right there, you queen.
Okay. But is there like a thing cutting right through it?
Yeah. Well, it's a double butt. It's a mirror. Yeah, pass it down.
Yeah, I like to pass.
Pass it down.
I
freaking.
Can I spank you next?
No, you don't want to spank me. You want nothing to do with me. I'm too old and fat for you.
I think I see it. I see a line.
What do you think, Quinn?
Well, the line's where the butt
I
is.
See a line.
It's hard to tell, but it looks pretty good from here. Yeah.
What do you think, Jay?
Kind of impressive.
You had a tough act to follow tonight.
You kind of look like a giant baby.
Yeah, exactly.
You look like a giant
for the once, I was the headliner.
Bobby, when's the last time you had your ass eaten?
My ass has been shut down. The doors.
Boarded up.
When's the last time you had that ass baby
The health
powder?
Department shut it down.
It's been a long time. Yeah, because my wife doesn't eat my... I'm not ever going to... Hey, Dawn, eat my ass. She'd go, are you crazy? I have a hard time eating dinner with you, you slob. While you fucking chew your food and breathe through your nose. I'm not eating your ass. Yeah, I don't know if my ass will ever be eaten again. It's a sad thing.
We don't eat each other's asses.
Really?
Yeah, we've been married for... do we?
I mean, not all the time.
You never eat my
only
ass.
When you're passed
sometimes,
out.
Though,
that's
what a great argument to
I
have.
Feel like you never eat my ass.
I know.
I hope you guys fucking break up over this.
We fought down on the way down here.
You did not.
Yeah, we did. Well, we fight.
Did
really?
You just get a text from your mom?
What did you guys fight about?
We argued. So what is it,
wait, it was a debate.
It was a debate.
It was an educated debate.
Yeah, about ass eating?
No.
About what?
Magna Carta.
What was it about?
It was about...
See? Do you understand? Do you understand why? Who the
1066,
fuck? Who
right?
does a Magna Carta joke?
We'll talk politics, and then I said he was ignorant, and that really upset him.
No, we were listening to a podcast, and the guy was saying all these ideas, and I'm like, that's what I say all the time. But when he said it, it was cool. Yeah. But like, how come when I say it, it's fucking
and
stupid?
I said it was because he has a more nuanced approach to it and sounded more educated.
No, he
and
said
convinced
it
me.
I have some crazy ideas, and he said it much
he
better.
Said, he'll put things very shockingly, and I'm like, that sounds really ignorant. And then that's when we got into this like kind of like fight, and then, but ultimately we're like not assholes, so we get over it.
Right.
But then I apologize for saying, because I don't think he's ignorant. I think he says things that sound more ignorant than he is.
Right.
Well, maybe the other guy's nuanced approach.
You can tell him on estrogen, right?
What?
Maybe the other guy's nuanced approach is phony, that he says it straight, and the other guy's just kind of...
See, Colin understands.
There's something to that, but the other person wasn't even being politically correct. They were just, it was just a very educated approach to it. Anyway, you know,
us
in
the D&D club.
Do you guys really both play D&D?
I try, but it's
really
hard.
Yeah, I love it.
He's been trying
play
to make
with
me
you.
Play.
I want to play.
I know. Once I have a city place, if I can get everybody to join in the city, we'll
and then
do it
I won't
sure.
have to do it. If we can get enough people, I can Colin not do it. It'd be really
D&D great. Club is different to Colin.
That's right. What is it?
Dick and Dick Club? Nothing?
That's me and Colin.
Dick and Dick.
Oh, you really like Colin, don't you?
Ah, sure.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. I can't let it happen. I can't. I love his girl too much. I can't let you infiltrate.
Yeah.
You're on camera, you dumb. Anyways, all right, let's go to the chat before we wrap this up, man. Let's go to Deepu chat, and then I want to go to my chat, the latest chat, too. Bring that up.
Yeah, sure. Fuck Yo TV says Kevin Hart sold out 600,000 tickets for one event, but Colin kills on Twitter.
Okay.
That was a weird one. Yeah.
That was a compliment. It hurt, but it was a compliment.
600,000 tickets?
If you can get fucking $1 a tweet, maybe that would fucking help you.
Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart has a huge penis.
I've heard.
Yes. Yeah.
Massive dick.
I was there when he showed it to Cary Karabas.
You saw it?
When he first came on. No. Oh. I was on stage, but I taped Hart coming out of the bathroom. I said, well, how was it? She goes, it was multicolored.
Wow.
It's a kickstand.
Wow.
I want to see it. I want to see it like no one's business.
You know, it's a kickstand. That's unbelievable.
Well, also,
I would be afraid of a giant penis.
I wouldn't put it in me, but I'd want to. Yeah, I'd blow a gigantic penis.
You would?
That's, yeah.
Yeah. Well, who wouldn't blow it? Yeah, I wouldn't blow a small. Yeah, not option.
Like, like the one guy with it was huge. And I was thinking, like, no problem, right? I'm like, I'm bigger than average, right? You know, so I figured no problem. This thing was like massive. So.
Yeah, I
it
don't.
It was too big for you?
No, I did gag a little bit, but it was like
right?
Yeah.
You need a ride back to Albany. Can I drop you off in White Plains? Because I'll be done by then. Listen, don't tell my wife. All the things you hate.
What is it, 17 to 84?
Colin's renting a fucking zip car. I fucking got it. I'll take you all the way to fucking Albany. My phone break?
No, you're good.
All right, good. All right, so what else we got over there?
Someone in the chat room asks, what is Colin into sexually? Seriously asking.
That's a good question. What do you like?
You like sex?
What do you mean?
Like, what do you like sexually? Do you like...
don't know. You know, what are we going to say? My girl, you know what I mean?
She's are you married?
She doesn't like that kind of, you know, me talking about that kind of stuff.
He likes to have sex while doing the New York Times crossword puzzle.
You know what I'm saying? What am I going to do? Break it all out?
Are you married?
I'll tell you what I like. I like... I like a little missionary, and I like a little doggy. Standing up.
We all like this.
All right. Well, I think that's what he was asking. But I understand why you wouldn't say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, it's not me, but you know.
Well, what else you got? I love that you do facial expressions.
MS69 asks, how long until Bobby says, this podcast started in my apartment on my iPhone, dude?
I don't know, 8 maybe before we... Do I say that a lot?
I find that unnecessary.
I find it very necessary because there's two versions of that. He actually picked that out of the chat so that he thinks that too about me, this fucking Indian Deepu fucking Dapu Siri version of Dapu. So this fuck actually thinks that. So it's really coming from him.
How many comments?
It's not coming from
him.
It's coming from him.
Is it like in the hundreds or thousands of comments?
It's 10,000. Really? It's 10. Go ahead, Deepu. What else you got, buddy?
Should we do Bobby chat now?
Yeah, do Bobby chat.
Brooklyn Teddy says, great, Kevin Hart has a huge Calico cock.
Calico?
Calico.
Calico. Sorry about that.
All right, thanks for fucking ruining my chat. Go ahead. What else?
That's about it for now.
Okay.
I'm pretty
from that. All right. Oh, shit. What is that? Okay. I thought it was fucking hooked to your ass. All right. Well, listen, guys. This has been a fucking amazing show. I appreciate you guys coming down. I kind of wanted to do the show. I know we talked a lot about, we joke and stuff like that, but I didn't want to be like, hey, all the trans chicks on, and but I wanted to have three girls, two of them I know that I'm friendly with, one that I just met, Sue, and my friends on a show, and just hang out and fucking do a regular podcast, which I think we did, which, you know, I don't think has ever really been done before. I don't think there's been a show. Usually it's just one trans girl, and it's like, what do? And what do you like? And, you know, how big's your cock?
And then, the only like, sexual objectifying was of Chris Coba. Yeah.
Which I think.
We turned the tables on that.
On the white man.
On that.
Well, you know, we saw, I don't think you're white with that though. Ass.
We did see her boobs. We did see her boobs.
One step forward, one step back.
One, yeah. I mean, we did a little bit. You know what I mean? It wasn't a dick.
That's true.
Which we really wanted to say.
Just relax.
I'm kidding.
Everyone.
I'm kidding. So relax. Fucking hit me in the cheek with it.
What's up for some sword fighting.
I think it is funny though. I swear to God, Bailey, every time we hang out, I, you know, we're friends, but your cock will flash into my head once
in
a while.
That's
and
sweet.
Because I've seen it so many fucking times, you know, and it's just all of a sudden I know your dick like I know my dick.
Really? You know my dick that well?
Oh, yeah.
That's
oh,
cool.
Fuck yeah. Because I've seen it a bunch. Because you're always on Twitter and he's always.
I'm always posting pictures.
There's always a picture of your cock, and I, of course, I look for it because I'm a friend. I want to make sure that, you know.
You're checking for testicular
cancer,
right?
Yeah, you're healthy.
Right?
Yeah,
sure
yeah.
The Photoshop, there's no freckles that you might not know, and you have to get one checked out, you know what I mean?
I get that.
So, you know, it's it does pop into my head once in a while. And then I know what your dick looks like because you're in the porns with her, which is...
Are you a porn star, Matt?
No.
Technically?
No.
I mean, he's
Matt's
in,
a porn
he's
star.
In porn. Yeah.
No, he's I've like just my, done some scenes.
My POV cock. Like
yeah,
for,
I'm just a stunt cock.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a dildo. Oh.
He's a dildo. He's a human dildo.
That's
he's a
you.
Human dildo.
What's that?
Yeah, he's a human dildo with a camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a good eye.
With a GoPro strapped to his forehead. Like, seriously.
That's, we've only done that a couple times. It's so
it's
awkward.
It's hilarious.
Imagine having sex with a girl while you're wearing a GoPro on your head.
So like, from his really perspective, weird. His hands come out and, like, touch my tits. It's, like, yeah, from the, it's really hilarious.
And you show, and that's on your website?
Yeah. Why?
I've never been on your website.
Really?
I've never. No, because I asked you a long time ago. I kind of tried to weasel a free fucking membership out of you.
Did you?
Well, hilarious. Matt was like, "No, I'll talk to the people in Amsterdam, and we'll." And he never hooked
me
up.
And you didn't want to follow up with
it. I'll email him right now.
No, dude, no, fuck off, dude.
It's
I don't
been
want
too long. Like, it's been 4 years.
I don't want it now. I don't want it. That's 4 years.
I've been to your kid's birthday.
Yeah.
Like it's like that part is done.
Yeah, it's over. I don't.
It's all free available.
I don't want to fucking see it anymore. Back when we first met, you, oh, hook you up, and I was waiting by my fucking email for 2 days.
Now I'm a human. Yeah.
Now you're a friend of mine. I don't want to fucking. You've been to my kid's birthday. You've had my kid on your lap.
That's true. Yeah, I'm Uncle Auntie Bailey.
How am I going to how am I going to tell Max? What am I going to tell Max someday?
Tell him the truth.
Yeah. Your aunt has a dick.
Yeah? Yeah. No son. My son. I want. Imagine what I'm saying. My Auntie Bailey has a fucking cock, and so does an auntie.
Tell him when he's 18. Hire me as a stripper for his birthday.
Oh.
I'll be what, 55 by then?
That'd be great. I once went to
one of those like bachelor parties. This is years ago, before like it was not even trans, wasn't even like a big thing.
Yeah, we have to always put a date on shit when you live with a chick or are married. Years ago.
It was like like late 80s. And then all my friends are there. We're like firemen and shit. These are like guys I grew up with.
Yeah.
And this little Puerto Rican girl comes out, starts dancing around, just shoving her tits. Every guy's like licking her tits. She's making out with guys. And then just when the song went off, just at the right time, the song went off, just ripped the wig off and goes, "Thanks, gentlemen."
Oh, that's amazing.
We're standing over, except for the guys who were making out with everybody else. Like, oh, great. Took it like $1,000.
You know? That's fucking great.
It's great.
Oh, my God.
Are they hiring?
All right, Bailey, I want to thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
I appreciate
thank
it.
You for
and
having me.
Yeah, it was a good time. And Maddie, thank you for coming down and being on the show as Woo! Always.
You're welcome, my friends.
I always have fun when you guys are on. You're fucking great. And Sue, did you have a good time?
It was great.
You were nervous. You're still a little nervous.
I'm still nervous.
Why are you still nervous, huh?
It's because my boobs aren't out.
Are you really more comfortable if you were nude?
No.
Oh, okay. How about your dick? No. That's how I said no. No. I literally went, no. If you could replay this, you'd see me go, no, yeah. No. And then my mouth went like this. Fucking Christ. It looks like a vag to me, though. I didn't see it.
I remember when we first did your show. Yeah. You said you're going to go home, or that night you're going to fuck your wife while sucking on a banana.
And she made sausage soup, I remember.
Yeah, my wife, every time they come over, subliminally she makes some sausage dish.
Like every time she has served a sausage. Kielbasa. I'm just like, seriously?
Last time you go for brunch, right? I look in this fucking quiches and all the salad, and then I look in the frying pan. There's a fucking curled up huge dick, kielbasa.
It had been addressed before this.
Yeah, like, I told her. Like, we tell her every time. I go, what are you doing? She goes, oh my God, I forgot.
I never even heard of sausage
I go, cut
soup.
That up. Make it little chunks.
I never heard of sausage soup. She made it sausage.
It's good. I've had that sausage soup.
It was amazing.
Fucking amazing.
My wife's sausage soup.
It was the best.
Unbelievable.
That's an Italian wedding. Is that what it's called?
She makes a sausage soup that is, I mean, even Norton has said it's the best soup he's ever had in his fucking life. And she made it the first night you came over.
I didn't know a great gastronomic fucking expert.
I was gonna say, it's
even Norton.
Say what you.
Nobody cares about that fucking mini mall, goddamn. I have to stick up for Norton.
Norton does fucking go to great restaurants.
He does not go to shitty
restaurants.
Well, he has that self-heating soup too.
What?
Promo for the self-heating soup.
He always tweets a photo of himself.
I think he's advertising for them or something.
What is it?
It's like
self-heating
soup.
I'll look him up.
The can gets hot or something.
Right.
Yeah, he always shows himself with self-heating soup.
Drops the heating element into it.
Don't you follow him?
I thought it was some kind of joke.
Really?
Maybe it's a joke. Maybe it's like a bit.
I bet that's his AIDS cocktail that he's fucking. That's new. That's why he's so thin now. He doesn't go to the gym ever. Just his fucking self-heating AIDS cocktail that keeps him fucking like nice in shape. What are you looking up? The soup?
Yeah, picture with him in the soup. Here it is.
Let me see this. Self-heating soup?
Yeah, you post them all the time.
My God.
Why do we know this?
I don't fucking know. You don't follow me?
Me and Matt know.
I follow him now. I try not to go to Twitter. Yeah. You know, I was going to Twitter way too much.
Same.
I was waking up in the morning looking.
Yeah.
I was reading, and I try to wake up in the morning and meditate. Yeah. I was trying to meditate for a couple minutes. Not that I have a mantra, because my friend wouldn't give me one.
When Chris comes over, does Dawn subconsciously cook hotcakes?
Yeah, even the fucking bad ones are good with you. I don't know, you just do it in a cute way. I don't fucking get it, but I'm not going to fight it.
Who wants a rump roast?
I was going to say ham, as I should have said.
Sorry.
Comedian. Jay's rewriting my bits.
She's fucking funny, and I want you back on the show. You got to move
totally.
To New York.
You should.
Move to fuck, get out of Albany.
Move to Brooklyn, Queens, somewhere.
Wall Street, where Colin lives.
Right. Sue, she knows the Church Avenue is the new hotspot.
Yeah.
It's the new Williamsburg.
I'll develop an accent, but you know.
Not really. There's just like Indian people and you know, Russians.
Pakistani bricklayers, I know. Coney Island Avenue Church, I understand. I used to live there when I was a little kid. East 7th Street, Avenue C.
I need a cigarette.
Me too.
All right, we're going to wrap it up. I really do want you to move to New York. Get the fuck
Me
out
too.
Of Albany.
Move to New York.
Get the fuck out
he
of here.
He really wants your D. That's what he wants.
Nah, I can't. Here's the thing is we're friends now, so none of us can fuck her. And, you know, I actually had this podcast so I don't suck anybody's dick anymore. Okay, this is just a ploy to eliminate it. You know what I'm saying? Now that we're friends, I can't. Even if I want to, I can't suck your dick, Jay. If you fucking,
we have a deal.
If you were my middler and you like came in my room and held me down,
and nobody would
I spilled
know.
Beer
and
all you, over my underwear and skirt.
Yeah, you I do. Like, and I made like I got double beds because they didn't have a fucking king, and then like in the middle of the night you got scared because you're afraid of thunder, and I was like, come over here, and then you know I put you on the thing, and then it really started thundering out, and then all of a sudden.
Sausage soup.
Yeah, just turns into a thing. I reach around the front and I just, you know, I usually hold on to like a banister, but it's not a banister. So your fucking shtemink is in my hand, and then you know, you fucking
is that
roll.
A Russian word?
And then you know, whatever, you know, all of a sudden you're fucking on top of me, holding me down.
The point I'm saying, being, well, that'll never happen.
Yeah, right. Never
That's
happen.
The That's the point.
Never right. happen right. at my gig in fucking Mohegan Sun. If you really want to open for me,
Chris, you got bumped again.
Chris is fucking done. No, why don't you both do it? How will you both? We'll both have on the show. How's that sound? Huh? We'll both fuck your ass.
I knew something was going. Waiting for it.
All right. So, what do you? Do you have anything to promote? Your Twitter or something?
Yeah, my Twitter and Instagram have the same name. It's Sue_Lightning.
Yeah.
You all right there?
No, I said yeah.
And I'm going to be at the Cherry Blossom Festival, which is on Saturday and Sunday, which is at the Brooklyn Botanical Gardens. It's like a celebration of Japanese culture, and I'm going to be dressed like a hot anime girl.
Really? Yeah. Oh, is that the... What is that thing you dress as on your... Like, it's a character from something.
Yeah.
Like, what is that?
It's called cosplay, and yeah. I cosplay a lot of characters.
Do you dress up as Lightning from Final Fantasy? Is that the character? Oh, okay. Got it.
Ooh, fucking look at you now. Oh,
putting it all together.
Look at Matt get happy over there.
I would love to see you and Deepu become boyfriend and girlfriend. Nothing
me
would
too.
Make me happy. You know what a podcast that'd be? I'd quit doing this. I'd just make you. I'd just put your show on the fucking network. That's cool. All right, so we'll see you down this weekend. And they can follow you on Twitter and Instagram. You put a lot of interesting... You put one up while you were crying. That was sad.
That was weird.
Sad.
Why were you crying?
I'm sorry, that was just looking for attention.
Mm-hmm. So you follow her too?
Yeah, I just started, yes.
Because of the show. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we made friends now. You guys are friends. You guys are friends. You all right with that?
Yeah.
All right, relax.
After the show, it's over. I'm unfriending her.
Bailey, what do you got, babe?
Just my Twitter, which is, what is my Twitter? Bailey J Tweets.
And tonight, right now.
At 10:30.
15 minutes, go Comedy Central and watch her on Amy Schumer show.
Inside Amy Schumer.
Inside Amy Schumer premieres tonight. Please watch the show.
Awesome show.
Amy fucking, let me tell you, is so funny.
She's so funny.
I mean,
and
really.
Everything I hear is that she works harder than anyone in show business. From everything I hear,
she pays for like good jokes more than anybody in this business. No, I'm kidding. She, so I was fucking calling, staring at me like a statue. Laugh, cocksucker.
Cop face.
Cop face.
Is that what that means?
Schumer is fucking hilarious, man.
She's great.
She killed it on the MTV Movie Awards and on Letterman.
She's
and
so
Ellen,
funny on Letterman.
She fucking annihilated, too.
Yeah.
She's in the show, Amy Schumer, Inside great Amy show. Schumer is fucking hilarious. Hilarious. So make sure you watch it and check out Bailey tonight on it or go to On Demand and watch it. Matt, what do you got besides little tiny titties?
I am Old York Matt on everything. So Twitter, Instagram, Vine, and Periscope even. And Snapchat. Mm. And TS-BaileyJ is Bailey's dirty website that I shoot for.
Cool. Yeah, make sure you go to that. Pay for it.
Yeah, pay for it.
Yeah, it's not that expensive.
No.
$25?
$25 a month.
Yeah.
And you put stuff up all the time.
Constantly.
We're shooting every week.
Does it come up as Bailey J Shemale site on the credit card, or can you disguise it from
your disguise?
Yeah, they're really smart.
Like
the people
restaurant?
In Amsterdam. It just comes up as like a series of letters and numbers, I think. They're smart.
And it come up like
it comes up as SMC Revenue, which stands for Shemale Club, but no one knows that. So it says SMC Revenue.
My wife would figure it out. She found out I had fucking peanut butter and jelly and tuna fish one night. She goes, you had both? How the fuck did you know? Fucking found it. I buried it in the trash. Took the trash out. She found a piece of tuna on the floor and a fucking spoon with peanut. Oh, motherfucker. She's good. It's Quinn, what do you got?
You know, you can watch Cop Show on YouTube. That's about it.
Go to YouTube. It's fucking hilarious. And it's free.
You can't ask for more.
You can't. Watch it. Together, it's 5 minutes a pop. Watch the whole.
Yeah, watch the Seinfeld one first because that's kind of the pilot, and then watch the other one.
Then watch them, in order. It's unbelievable. I can't wait for that to come back, dude. Thanks for coming on. I love you, brother.
Love you too.
What do you got, Jay?
Let's see. In Albany, May 7th, I'm at the Madison Theater in Albany. May 16th, the Trojan Hotel in Troy. On May 15th, at Bombers in Troy. Twitter, Facebook,
website.
No, mostly I've been able to do it through Facebook, so I haven't developed one yet. But
what's your Facebook?
Jay McBride, JayeMcBride.
All right, hilarious. Go watch her.
Uploaded the video, the set I did opening for you, actually.
Where is that?
I put it on YouTube.
I was very nervous when I was like, yeah, come on the show.
Right.
You know, and then I checked out her comedy. I know she killed at my show, but I was like, maybe that was you never know. And then I watched your clips. Fucking hilarious. And everybody I showed said the same thing. Even my wife. Definitely would have rolled her eyes. She's from Everett, Massachusetts. She would have been like, that's a fucking dude with dumb jokes. She fucking laughed. She's like, she's really funny.
Oh, well,
hilarious.
That means a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Scopo, what do you got?
My Twitter, at Chris Scopo.
Besides a hot ass.
Put us some pictures of your ass up there.
I think I get more Twitter followers if I do that.
You would. If you put up a fucking...
Scopo's ass at...
Can we take a photo? Can we take a photo with all you guys' heads next to his ass? And we'll put that up.
Yeah,
all right, cool.
Charge $25 a month.
And Deepu talked.
Oh, come on.
No, that was good, Deepu. What do you got?
I got your dates.
Yeah, please, spit them out quick.
April 23rd, 24th, 25th. You're at the Moon Tower Comedy Festival.
I'm fucking so excited to do
Where's
this.
Where's that?
It's in Austin, Texas.
Oh, awesome.
You guys listening live, this is coming up Monday. So this listening live right now, if you're anywhere in the area, go to this festival. I'm so happy. I always did the other festival, South by Southwest, but now I'm doing Moon Tower, and I'm excited. You've done it, right?
I did it last year.
How
Great.
Was it?
Great.
I love it. I can't wait, dude. I wish you a
love
fucking...
It.
We
so do I.
Remember we did the Just for Laughs together?
Yes.
When the fuck are we going to do something together? Let's do a show together.
Maybe Montreal.
Were you guys
Montreal
I'm doing
year?
Toronto this year.
Were you guys single when you went to Montreal? You went to Montreal together? Oh.
No, I've always
That must
been
have been
somebody.
Crazy, because Montreal, like, it's just, like, nuts. I was just curious.
Yeah, no, I've always been with somebody. Fucking, yeah. Mike.
Yeah.
All right, that
now
was
you
a...
depressed us. We enjoyed Monty. We thought we had fun meeting for croissants.
Yeah.
Jay just made us realize. You guys, that must have been fun. Like,
yeah, apparently it wasn't as fun as it could have been. If I dumped that fucking broad from Everett, I would have had a blast.
We're watching
we
guys on stilts walking around in a plaster.
Went to Mont Royal.
Yeah.
We should do a gig together. What else do I got?
Boston, you're coming back May 14th, 15th, 16th at Laugh Boston.
Have you played that club yet?
No, I have not.
Do you do the Wilbur? What do you do in Boston?
Wilbur. No. Well, I used to do the Wilbur, but then I did my show, the unconstitutional show, at some other theater. Like, they were like, let's try it there. And I think it pissed off Blumenreich.
Did it?
So, I think so. You know, he don't play games.
Well, you know, here's the deal with that club. I love the Wilbur. I love Blumenreich's kids and him have always been great to me.
Right.
But, you know, the last couple of years, I do the Wilbur, and it's, you know, they got fucking a comic there Thursday. They got another two on Friday, and then Saturday, somebody before me, and then I got to go up. It's like I feel, and it's like I'm not making the money.
Right.
Because I'm not selling the place out fucking a couple times.
Yeah.
And I felt guilty, you know, and it's like somehow I felt like I did better at a club when I gave my fans options of nights to go.
Right.
Friday, two shows. Saturday, two shows.
Right.
So it was like, you know, when I'm sandwiched in between and I got this one spot.
Right.
I don't know. It was like hard for me. I felt bad. And then this club made me an offer I couldn't refuse.
Nice.
You know, so I was like, let me try this Laugh Boston. And
I heard it's a great club.
I've heard great things about it. I mean, look, I love the people at the Wilbur and, you know.
Me too, yeah.
But I'm just trying something a little different, and I'm excited about it. So if you're in Beantown, I hope you guys show up. Which I go there, and I'm just fucking out of ball. I sell no tickets, and then I'm out of my hometown forever. Just have to play Bananas, which I fucking do great at, by the way. What else? Anything else?
Then June 18th, Salt Lake City, Utah. You're at the 50 West Club.
Yeah, great show. And check this out. Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll, July 16th. It airs. So it's a little bit of waste, but mark it on your fucking calendar. And go buy my special. There's we didn't do the thing.
Village Underground.
We didn't do any. Did we do a break? No, we didn't.
No, we didn't take a break. So.
Didn't take a break. So we'll put it at the beginning of the show.
Sure.
We'll put it at the end. Let's put it at the end.
Okay.
Give an option. Live at the Village Underground.
Great special.
Yeah.
Great special.
Shot it myself, me and Jim Serpico.
Loved it.
And I love it. It's available $5 at my website, robertkellylive.com. It's just $5. If you're a fan of me, you listen to the show, go buy it. Just go purchase it. You'll own it. Unedited, a little extra material. It's a fucking great special. I'm very proud of it. Support me. Go get that. Support everybody here. You guys are awesome. Thanks for coming on. Deepu, you got anything?
Oh, they can follow me on Twitter at R2Deepu. I'm twitching.
That's solid.
I broadcast on Twitch at R2Deepu twice a week. Also, I'm going to be playing some Final Fantasy X and on of our guests.
Whoa,
because she plays a character on that. Anyway, that's it for me.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Deepu. In a weird accent. Deepu, if you want any video stuff done, make sure you get in touch with Deepu. He's unbelievable.
Really? Is he really a good...
Yeah, we're doing a 5-camera shoot right now live, and he's editing as we go.
Yeah.
And he's pretty amazing.
Is that not, well, it's damn me anyway.
I made it here. And I'm never late, right?
He's never late. He's always on time. Little cunty. Little cunty.
I like that, though.
Well, I do too, once
Hold
in a
on.
While.
Let's see his ass first.
he's in shape. He's got a good he's got
good
body.
Tickets.
Yeah. But
Bobby
yeah.
makes us show his ass before we hire him. He hires us.
And I made him shave his ass.
Chris walked in.
Chris was a little
Chris walked in. And Bobby goes, "I'm not interested." Then he starts leaving. He goes, "You're hired."
Oh, hang on,
like,
kid.
Back that sweet ass.
You got something,
back
kid.
Up
Come
here.
Back here.
It's...
You guys. You guys are the fucking best fans ever. Thanks for checking out the show tonight. You know what, dude?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.